Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5FC Black Moon on deck was good, chilling.
Check this out, man. Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean. For those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan. Get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio. The kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Dipo Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Dipo Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Dipo Radio.
Dipo Radio in the house. Welcome back, y'all. Beautiful, beautiful Tuesday night, like always. I know we've been out and about, you know what I'm saying, for the last week and a half, but we've definitely been out there, you know, getting the Dipo Radio and Hype Magazine name out there and networking with these people face-to-face instead of the airways, you know what I'm saying? So it's been a good thing. We got a beautiful show tonight. I know we usually go into a song first, but we got a premiere, you know what I'm saying, off of this. We got YF Kennedy in the house, and you're definitely going to get familiar with him and everything he's doing, but he's definitely got Gold Kisses, his new exclusive track he's about to drop here on Dipo Radio, you know what I'm saying? But actually, without any further ado, man, I'll tell you what, phone lines are already blowing up. Let me hit this 985. This is Dyer Lansky, Dipo Radio. What's happening with you?
Yeah, I'm getting a shout out to YF Kennedy. He blew it up with the Golden Kisses. Major hit. Love it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we waiting for him to get on the line. In fact, he might already be on there. Who are we speaking with right now?
This is Shannon Wilburn.
Well, we appreciate your call and appreciate the support. We're definitely going to drop that song in just a few, and obviously you're going to be able to hear from the man himself. So keep rocking with us just for a few minutes.
Yes, he's hot. He's hot. He blew it up with that one. That one's major. It's for the haters. You got people hating on you. Guess what? You just blow them off. Straight gold dust, baby.
Absolutely, and that's a beautiful thing in itself, and I can't wait for these you know, people to hear it, and then obviously they'll probably most likely have the same sentiments as you.
Oh yeah, no doubt, no doubt. They gotta love it. If they not loving this one, they hating on it. Point blank.
Which there's a, I always say too, there's always a little bit of love and hating on somebody because, you know, there's a little bit of envy when people hating you and stuff like that. So, you know, we'll take it as it comes.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Gotta keep your head up because guess what? The bigger you get, the more people you lose. Guess what? You find out who your real people is. And with him, I've been following him, listening to his music, real all the way. Guy here, I'm waiting to see him on the stage. I'm waiting to see him on the Grammy. So guess what? It's number Golden Kisses, baby. YF Kennedy, all the way. Members only.
That's what's up. Well, let's get to him. You know what I'm saying? Rock out with us. We're definitely going to get into good conversation. Already got a lot of love for YF Kennedy in the house, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to go to the man of the hour right now. YF, you rocking with us, homie, live on Dipo Radio?
Yeah, what's good, man? I'm on air, huh? D.I., what up, baby? Hello?
That's what's up. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
That's what's up. Well, welcome to the show. It's obviously a privilege to have you on our airways, and we get to you know, blaze this single. But before we get to that, for, you know, some of the people that that listen to Dipo Radio that maybe not know who you are, tell these people a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, my name is, you know, YF Kennedy. I just dropped my single, you know, like I said, Gold Kisses. We about to drop it everywhere around the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a hungry artist out here just trying to get the world a piece of my story. You know what I mean? I got an album coming out, debut album, my first album. If people don't know what debut means, by the way, but first album, Illuminati, and the reason why I entitled that DR Illuminati is because I feel like my world is a secret to society, and I just want to enlighten everybody to my struggle and everybody who I've met along the way who became a part of my organization or a part of my journey, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm about, man. All I'm here to do is just give the world me and show the world that I exist out here. You know what I mean? When it's all said and done, that's what everybody's trying to do at the end of the day, man, is just show the world that you exist out here. I hope that's what everybody's trying to do. You know what I mean? Hello?
Yeah, he used to, my bad, just a little switchboard mess up right there. But what I was going to say on that is, yeah, everybody, regardless of what your trade is and whatnot, wants to be, you know, wants their voice to be heard and recognized. Because everybody, you know, has an opinion. Everybody has a perspective on life that is beneficial to everybody if they just listen a little bit.
Exactly. Exactly. It ain't hard, man. People just make it that way, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's
so
what you're
saying. How you doing up there, man? I really do appreciate you giving me some time out to just, you know, broadcast my talent, man, to the world, man, on your show, man. So big ups to Die For Radio and all your staff out there, man, you know.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, big ups to you, too, because I tried to was going to try to meet up with you BET weekend. And then, like, right at the end of that weekend, man, I was so mad. I'm walking by the Staples Center. Someone bumps into me, like two people bump into me. I didn't have my case on my iPhone because I just got it off the charger from the hotel. Bam.
Right.
Fell. My
right.
Phone
you know what?
Shattered, homie. I couldn't
and
get
you
a hold
know what?
Of nobody.
And I think that was my fault. I think that was my fault because, you know, we was just running around whole BET weekend just trying to get into all type of events. And, you know, Todd gave me the call and was like, yo, I need you to go meet my mans for Hype Magazine to go do the interview. And I was trying to get you guys to come out to the pool party, French Montana's pool party. But, you know, we just got tied up into a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? So we just couldn't. But I'm glad we got to work this out, you know what I mean? I feel like,
you know, Todd, you know, we'll definitely meet up and get him on the airways, you know what I'm saying? So before we go into the single two, I'll, you know, just do a little bit of history. What really got you into music? And I know a lot of people may not know who your family is, but I'm even talking off of that.
Right.
Just what sparked, you know, what sparked you that you said, you know, I really want to do this. Because you could have been anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But what
right.
really, really sparked your interest as far as you knew this is what you wanted to do?
All right. Well, to the people, you know, I'm the nephew of R&B legend Bobby Brown. All right. Now, let me just hit on a few pointers here. Now, my aunt, you know, he's a legend. So me as a youngster, you know, being away from the family because, you know, we went through a lot of stuff, you know what I mean, in the past that, you know, had us separated from our family or whatever. But being a youngster, just seeing him grow, you know what I'm saying, on television or through interviews or whatever, man, it really gave me like, man, I want a piece of that. But at the end of the day, what really made me want to get involved is that, I don't know if every artist goes through this, but for me, it was just a form of communication. Because sometimes I can have a conversation with anybody in all nationality from whatever they do. You know what I mean? From top to bottom, I can have a convo with them. But to where I feel like I'm really understood is through music. So I really just grew a passion. I really grew a passion for this, for the music business and my artistry. So I just focused in on that. And, you know, I was in, seventh grade. I wrote a poem, you know what I mean, about my feelings one day, and I read it to the class, you know what I mean, during recess time or whatever it was. And everybody loved it, but it was a poem. And I just started, you know, progressing from there. And, you know, everybody just started, you know, gravitating to me and my sound as I was developing my sound and you know, taking my craft serious. So that's what really just, you know, drove me to want to do this. It was just a form of communication. I feel like, you know, everybody got their own niche, but that was mine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, so you brought up your uncle. Obviously, he's just a music legend in his own thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But as far as
yeah.
hip-hop MCs, what were some of your favorites growing up that really influenced you to rap?
My favorites... And I'm going to just get to the point with this one. My favorites was DMX. The reason why I say DMX is because DMX was heartfelt. I could feel his pain. I felt his struggle. You know what I mean? And he was a conscious rapper. It wasn't all about the glitz and the glam with him. He can go there whenever he wanted to. But at the end of the day, it was about, you know, talking about grandma and talking about, you know what I'm saying, how his, you know, his females treated him along the way or how he met this female or whatever. You know, DMX was a very pertinent person. In my artistry. Another one was Bone Thugs, because like I said, I love conscious music. I love reality music. So Bone
yeah.
Thugs played a big part in that. Tupac was probably like one of the greatest when he came out. You know
yeah,
what I'm
and you know what? I was going to say that too, because when you brought up DMX, you know, you can feel the pain in what he says or anger or even
exactly.
when he's happy and stuff like that. And I thought Tupac was good at that. Like, I remember,
exactly.
you know, whenever you heard Tupac mad on the track, you would hear that thing in the back of his throat. And that's when you knew
mm-hmm.
he was really, like, serious or mad.
Yeah.
And you could, you know, you could feel his different emotions just by, you know, the songs. Yes.
And what's funny about it, is that when I started, I had, like, I didn't know how long I was going to be a rapper, because when I started to rap like DMX so much. That's how I, how much I really looked up to him, because, you know, it was just, I felt like I was like his little brother or something, you know what I mean? So I started to rap like him. And then when people was like, man, you got to find your own sound. You sound like X too much. You going in, but you sound like X too much. So then, you know, I met a mentor along the way, and he was like, you know, it ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, sometimes you got to take Jay-Z's flow and do it better, or take T.I.'s flow, or take, you know, Tupac's flow, or take Bone Thugs' flow, put it all together, and then find your own niche, find your own sound, you know what I mean? And then that's how you create too. So that's what I really, I took from everybody in the game, Big Pun, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that was influenced in my life, I just took from that, and you know what I mean? Put a little twist, put my own sauce on it, and you know, you got YF Kennedy, you know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So to give these people, you know what I'm saying, obviously a taste of it, go ahead and tell us a little bit about the single, and we'll get it played right now, Gold Kisses.
All right, Gold Kisses was just a record. I was in the studio one day, and you know, my producer from Europe, Referee Music, you know, he sent me the record over, and I was just listening to it, and I was vibing, and then, you know, I called my man Easy Money up from Texas. I said, man, I think this is a great record for us to collab on, and Gold Kisses was just basically like a polite, you know, fuck you, basically. You know what I'm saying? To everybody who doubted, to everybody who hated along the way, to everybody who didn't believe, and to everybody who feels the same way. You know what I'm saying? It's a relatable record, and it was also like, and within the record, I expressed everything that I wanted to say, from my brother being locked up, from my cousin doing life right now, from dramas with my kid's mother. You know what I'm saying? It was just everything I had to deal with, I just put it all in Gold Kisses. You know what I'm saying? From my shorty holding me down that I'm with, right? You know what I mean? It was just reality for me, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, without any further ado, we've hyped it up like crazy. You already had your fam on the line, you know what I'm saying, representing you. This is an exclusive right here, Dot 4 Radio.
Oh,
Wyatt.
Yeah.
Gold Kisses. We're going to come back and take
too.
Yeah, man, this is good. You know, and we got callers. We got people lined up to ask you questions, so we're definitely going to do it. This is exclusive, people. Let's go.
Question. Do you like royalty, baby? Do you?
I do, I do.
Do you like gold, baby?
I like the way it glitters, baby.
Is that right?
It reminds me of gold kisses, baby.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Like a king, my neck full of jewelry. R.I.P. to Trayvon, middle finger to the jury. Yeah, Martin got body, tryna fight for our rights. My cousin fighting the body that come with 25 to life. My brother boss, doing time behind the wall. Supposed to get out any day, I'm just waiting on the call. Baby mama still tripping, wanna see me in jail. See a nigga on a mission, on my way to a mill. Money and power, my team, you better respect us. On the rooftop, helicopters, flyers, suspensions for breaks. Members only the family, we operate like the mob. My bitch, she a goddess, she call me a god. I give her gold kisses, then fuck up her makeup. Take my dreams on a cruise and see how far it could take us. Nigga, take off that apron if it's too hot in the kitchen. They say we won't make it, I say them whole superstitious.
I give them gold kisses. Yeah, this the song you play for every motherfucker who be hating day to day. Yeah, we focus, but they focus on the money that we make. So it's bottle after bottle, yeah, that's how we celebrate. We give them gold kisses. Them haters, yeah, we love them. Give them gold kisses. Them bitches we own, we give them gold kisses. Yeah, this the song you play. So it's bottle after bottle. Yeah, that's how we celebrate. We give
gold bottles, ace of spades. Big houses living late on the grind, getting paid. Sipping syrup in the shade. Every day I'm player made. toe. Me and Yachty running through bitches way out in Tokyo. Ain't no limit to this shit. Hit the club, snatch a bitch. Icy watch, icy wrist. Canary diamonds, yellow bitch. Leave them sick. $1,000 kick sitting on my feet. Valley Park after the club, leaving with two freaks. Take them to the mental, best believe I'ma knock them down. Act a fool off in that pussy, you know I straight clown. Same thing, different day. Private jet to the bay. Smoking Kelly Kush, taking off on a runway. Do a year round from Monday to Sunday. Do a year round from Monday to Sunday.
I give them gold kisses, yeah, this the song you play. For every motherfucker who be hating day to day. Yeah, we focus, but they focus on the money that we make. So it's bottle after bottle, yeah, that's how we celebrate. We give them gold kisses, them haters, yeah, we love them. Give them gold kisses, them bitches we own. We give them gold kisses, yeah, this the song you play. So it's bottle after bottle, yeah, that's how we celebrate. We give them.
Check this out, bring the noise. I'm Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, and you are tuning in to Die For Radio, so do not leave this apparatus.
Die For Radio in the house of YF Kennedy. That's the new single, Gold Kisses. Just killed it real quick for you, you know what I'm saying? And we got the man himself right here.
Yes, sir.
Hip-hop at
yes, sir.
Hip-hop at its finest, homie, doing it real big.
Yes, sir. How you feel about it?
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna go into some of these callers because they've been blowing up since we got on the airways, and I know people definitely want to chop it up with you. You know what I'm saying? So let's go definitely down the line. I got 919 in the house. Die For Radio. YF Kennedy. What's happening with you?
You.
What's popping, my homie?
What's going on with
you? You already know
who it is. Mr. Raw,
yeah, Die For Radio, Mr. Raw in the house.
Staying way past my bedtime, even though that it's head time. Got to work in the morning, but I got to holler at you before I start yawning. What's going on with you, YF?
What's going on, baby?
You got the pleasure of being with that man, Dia Lansky, Die For Radio, one of the most interesting and intricate MCs, / producers, / all-around good good host of the show, man, and I like your humbleness. I like where you're coming with it, you know what I'm saying, and I definitely want to salute you on your endeavors and anything that you're doing out there, man. Make the best of what you're doing. You can keep up that good attitude, it will take you a long way, you heard me?
Yes, sir, man, I appreciate that, man.
Follow me on Twitter, MRRAAW. You know I got that spit and that fire. Put them tracks, ask about me, make it hot.
I got you, bro. I'm on Twitter too. YF Kennedy, man. It's that simple. YF Kennedy, KENNEDY. It's linked.
All right, make it happen, Pat. You know what I'm saying?
All right,
up, man. Continue success.
My man.
Mr. Raw in the house. Jamaica Queens in the house. You already
shout
know.
Shout out to New York, man.
That's what's up. I'm gonna keep going down this line because they're blowing it up. I got an 803. 524, you live from Die For Radio with YF Kennedy. What's happening with you?
Man, what's happening? YF Kennedy, you already know it's Maurice Sutter on the building, man. Been following you since day one, representing Rock Hill, South Carolina, man. You're definitely a big inspiration, man. I've been listening to you grind time. Like I said, F all the haters, man. You showing everybody, especially the people that's young and the people that's coming up, how hard work pays off. And all that. I know you be liking some of my videos, my motivational videos, man. Inspiration, man. A big inspiration.
Hey, yo, man, and just to let you know, man, you keep that motivational speaking up, man, because you don't know who you touching, man. In the long run, you don't know who you touching. Through your struggle, you don't know who you blessing. You know what I'm saying? So you just keep that up, man. Members only forever.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So shout out, I mean, to everybody on the line, to Maurice Sutter. And all that, just follow me on Instagram and Facebook, man. And God bless you, man. For real, keep your head up, man.
Man, brother, I appreciate it, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate you calling in, homie. Have a blessed night.
You
shout
too.
Out to the city, man. Shout out to Rock Hill, man. That's my city, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. See, I mean, you got, you know, people shutting down my switchboards over here, homie. What you doing over there?
Let's
I got a 678.
Let's get it popping.
678-358, live on Dot4 Radio with YF Kennedy himself. What's happening?
What's the word? What's the word?
Chilling. Who we
Yo,
speaking
yo.
With?
Yeah, you're speaking with the one and only T-Llama.
T-Llama, what up? Members?
Members?
Yeah. What up with it, cuz?
Yeah. Man, you know, I just had to call and give support, man. You know, I heard the traffic calls already, man. Just had to let you know. You know, your grind is well-respected, man, and you out here doing your thing, bro. You know, for the listeners that's listening in, you know, again, I had the privilege of hearing a lot of the Illuminati project, man, and, you know, if you're ready for that original music, nothing that's going with the trend, something that's truly going against the grain, you know what I mean, somebody that's a true representative of their self in this era, something that can redefine, you know what I'm saying? Not just what music is about, but the whole culture of just hip-hop itself. You know what I mean? I would suggest you really give the project a listen, man. And I'm not just saying that to be biased. You know what I mean? I'm speaking from an MC's perspective and from a business perspective right there, man. You know, the project is, you know, excuse my French, but the project is fucking brilliant, man.
Man, definitely. I appreciate
that. We'll be
that.
Sure to the info on all that so we can blast it out. And for the like I said, the listeners I have here that weren't familiar with YF and everything is, so we'll make sure to get that information out to the people.
Yo, everybody follow T-Llama on Instagram, man. He just dropped his line. You like that? You know what I'm saying? He just dropped his clothing line, so everybody follow him on the Instagram, T_Llama. You know what I mean? Members only, man. We everywhere, man. We moving.
That's what's up. Salute to you, my homie. Last night, I appreciate you calling up and rock with Dot4 Radio. We'll have to talk, you know what I'm saying, through Instagram or something and see what you got going on as well.
Definitely, no doubt.
B.R., you got to get him on the, you got to get him on the station, B.R. You got to.
Yeah, that's fine. We work it out. We definitely work it out, homie.
Definitely. Love you, bro, man. Stay
you too,
focused. You already know the motto, man. Crown high, feet grounded, eyes full, baby.
You already know, baby. Members only.
That's what's up. So obviously a lot of love for the homie here. I got another 803 area code, 803-262 YF Kennedy, Dot4 Radio, Dire Lansky. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on? What's happening?
Man, we having
what's
a blast
happening?
Over here. What's going on with you? Who are we speaking with?
Oh, you speaking to the one and only, Big Gertis from The Rock.
Hey.
What's up, cuzzo? Told y'all I was going to call in and show you some love, baby.
Man, I appreciate that, my man. I appreciate
hey,
that.
Hey, you already know, bro. You already know, bro. A1 since day one. You already know I got mad love for you. Keep doing your thing. You already know you need me. Hit me up. I got you, baby.
I'm in the city in a minute, bro. Love you, my nigga.
Oh, yeah. I love you too, fam. You know what I'm saying? You know we go back to the junior brotherhood singing on the choir, baby. You
know
what I'm saying?
You already know
it's love all day.
Already.
Man,
it's
going crazy. Salute you, homie. Appreciate you calling up and showing support.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Keep doing your thing. Y'all have a blessed night.
You too, homie.
All right.
That's what's up. So obviously you getting the love, homie, and definitely do it. You know, to go on to one thing too now, as far as what's next for you? You just dropped the single. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What is, you know, we kind of, the way time flies, we kind of wrapping up this year. You know, what's up with YF Kennedy going into 2015?
Well, what's next right now? I got I just dropped the video. The Vivo's dropping tomorrow. I got MTV Jams. I'm waiting for the confirmation for MTV Jams. But the mission is to get this record broken nationally. You know what I'm saying? That's the mission, is just to get into the right hands, to get the record broke, and just start touring, man. Start mingling with my peers in the industry, man. You know what I mean? So, that's the next plan right now. Just trying to get this record everywhere. Shout out to Uganda, Africa. They playing the record right now. Shout out to my DJ, DJ Afterthought. You know, he got Pittsburgh on Smash right now with the record. So, you know, we just moving, man. Yo.
But what's dope about it is like you said, in, you know, Africa and, you know, in UK and everything you're doing, we're in an era right now that if you're a hungry artist and you know what I'm saying, really are trying to do something, sky's the
right.
limit. Because you
exactly.
can email a DJ, you know, one of your songs in the UK or wherever it might be. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And, oh, and now you're getting spun out there and, you know, you didn't need a manager. You didn't need none of that. I mean, it's good to have those things, but I'm just saying in general, the access is wide open for independent artists.
Don't get it fucked up. Like I got a staff. I got a hell of a staff. You know what I'm saying? And to any artist coming up, I mean, you can't do this, you know, by yourself. You can't open doors. However many doors you can't open, but it's all, I always, you know, push artists to get a staff to represent them because it just makes them more, you know what I'm saying, more business-oriented. You know what I'm saying? So shout-out to my management, LBF. If anybody's trying to look for booking, either you can holler at, you know, BPE Bookings on Twitter, or you can go, you know what I mean, call into my management, 714-618-3265, speak to Bella Lee. Shout-out to Nitty Billboard Entertainment, who really got me the distribution with Ingrooves. And, you know what I'm saying, we just moving this shit, man. I just feel like it's a great time in my life right now. You know what I mean? So I to all artists, you get your staff together, man, because that's what's really going – ain't nobody going to push you like your staff. You know what I'm saying? And as much as you believe in yourself, your staff will believe in yourself 100 times more. You know what I mean?
And I got to press the point, too. Even when you get your staff, have somebody that's good with artist development. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? Because there's a huge part of the game that people don't have, as in interviews on media, stage presence, microphone etiquette. All
right.
That's just an iceberg. But artist development,
right.
I think, is a huge thing right now that's key to being successful. As far as a true, true artist, and is not really out there because there are people switching, you know, not getting a team and not getting a management, not
right.
getting a good publicist.
And they're just,
I mean,
here,
real
they're
talk.
Just here for the day. They're just here for the day, gone for tomorrow. But how I study the game, I'm a student of the game. So every day I'm looking at the newest interview and how they're conducting themselves and, you know, how people are gravitating towards them. So I'm studying the Waka Flocka. You know, shout out to my big cuz Waka Flocka, man. He's shutting it down. You know what I mean? I'm studying, you know, the 2 Chainz. I'm studying Kendrick Lamar's. I'm studying Rich Homie. I'm studying, you know, the Young Thuggers. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you got to study in this business. If you was a basketball player, you'll be studying Jordan. You'll be studying, you know what I'm saying, Larry. You know what I mean? Whoever you want to study in the You gotta study. Everybody gotta study. You can't become a doctor and just go into the class and say, I know about this shit, and you ain't studying. You know what I'm saying? You gotta study for this shit. This is just another game, and it comes with it. Studying comes with this shit.
Absolutely. Well, before we let you get out of here, and obviously we've been having a blast right now, you know, give last shout outs or anything I forgot to mention, anything you got going on, and really just last shout outs to the listeners and the people, whether they're the people who represent you from day one or people just you know, hearing you for the first time tonight.
Hey DR, not to throw your program off of whack, but this is my first time on your show. And how your switchboard looking? Can we take at least one more call?
Yeah, let's go down. I got you on one more. Let's hit this I got a 714. 714-618. What's happening with you? Special request.
Hey, how
from,
are you?
Self.
That's what's up. It would be me. This is Bella Lee, LBS Management, representing YF Kennedy.
Hey.
Oh, that's what's up.
See,
how you doing tonight?
That's a lucky call. You see, that's why we do that. That's why we say take one more call, y'all. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. I'm amazing. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and, you know, let you all know about the most amazing artist that's out there today. You know, he's definitely going major places, and, you know, he has a lot of supporters out here that loves him, supports him, you know, and you're only going to hear more from him. So, you know, I just wanted to definitely call in and say, hey, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Members
well, we appreciate
only.
I appreciate the support from, you know, I got to say off the bat from all your fans and people to follow you, because obviously, you know, we're in here networking with each other, even though it's, you know, a live transmission or whatever it might be. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's sitting here getting it in, and again, now that you know, I have listeners that never heard of YF Kennedy, and then you have followers and listeners that never heard of Die 4 Radio. So just everything happening right now
is
beautiful.
Exactly. So DR, I guess I'm gonna close it off saying this, man. I got a cousin, you know what I mean? My little cousin, and his name is, you know, Devin. You know what I mean? We call him DT Ball forever, you know what I mean? So he's in the hospital right now, you know what I mean? He had an aneurysm and it burst in his head. And so he's on a medical bed right now fighting for his life. So I just want all my members, everybody listening in, I just want y'all to, you know, if you got a heart, man, just pray for my little cousin, because he got a future. He's only 21, you know what I'm saying? He got a future ahead of him, and he ain't supposed to go out like this. So, but we already know God got his hands on him, and I just want all my members to, you know, just, you know, put up a prayer for him, put up a prayer for my little homie, man. And shout out to all my supporters. Shout out to UDR for having me on the station tonight, man. Shout out to Billboard. Shout out to LBF. Shout out to all the members only, all my members and members only. Shout out my twin brother, Nicky Boss. He just got out. He just came home. Y'all just follow me on Twitter, man. Just follow me on Twitter at YF Kennedy, YFKENNEDY. Go to my Instagram, YFK_members only. You can follow my trends and all my product at membersonlyelite.com. You can get all product off that site. And I just feel good, man. I'm in the studio right now with my man Wacky, you know what I'm saying, at We With It Studios out here in Las Vegas. So I'm about to go back and, you know, go back to work, man. But I definitely appreciate you having me, bro.
And it's not a problem. I appreciate you, you know, sharing your dialogue with us and rocking out with us, having your fans, you know, call up and the whole support. And, you know, you and I are definitely going to be talking, man. So, you know, big salute to you and what you're. And, you know, this isn't the first time you're going to, you know, be on the show. This, you know, there's going to be plenty more. And like I said, we're going to be talking. So big salute to you.
No doubt. No, man, I appreciate it. Oh, and also, if anybody's listening from Rock Hill, South Carolina, Larry Thug is the next up out of there. So shout out to my man, Larry Thug. He got a mixtape on the way called, you know, You're Going to Remember My Face. And, you know, we just shutting it down this year for the summer, man. Shout out to members only, man. That's what we do.
That's what's up. And before I let you go right now, because I know we got our next guest in the house, let me get a Die For Radio YF Kennedy drop from you real quick.
Let's get it. You ready?
Go ahead.
YF Kennedy, you listen to DR, Die For Radio. Holla.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Salute to you, my homie. We're going to be talking very, very soon. Have a blessed night. Go ahead, rock it out in the studio.
All right, baby. Blessings.
Peace. Come on. That's what's up. YF Kennedy in the house. Now, you know what I'm saying? It moves fast around here just like life, but that's the way it goes. I got my next special guest, the OG.
Now, you know what I'm saying? It moves fast around here just
in the
like
house.
Life, but that's
what's
the
happening
way
with you, homie?
I got my next special guest, the OG. You know what I'm saying? It moves fast around here in the house. But that's the way it goes, homie. I got my next special guest, the OG. You know what I'm saying? It moves fast
around here in the house. And put him real quick on mute. There's obviously a little feedback right there, but don't even trip. Man, you already know how it goes down here at Die For Radio. On that thought, though, I'm going to go into a little classic right here, a little classic Mr. Grimm, you know what I'm saying? And this was one, I'm just feeling this, man, fly on the wall in this studio session. We'll come right back with the man himself. Let's go.
I got the freestyles like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Slammed and dunks, I make punks fall into the motherfucking pits of purgatory with another story. Chapter 1, verse 2, I think it's the third book. I killed your crew with, I work overtime and a half and feel the genuine draft like Miller, Killer, MC Willa. You are gonna see me though in no beanie, just an afro and brazer. Maybe that switch back. It's West Covina in your face. Niggas try to run, but they lost the race. And tripped and slipped and fell and all. Oh, what the hell? Rappers fall like Niagara. Why am I drink the Tanga? Ray, Charles, Barkley. Broccoli's green, but so are my pockets. Watch steam come out of my ears, cause I'm pissed like wet sheets. Vocal amazing feet.
It's poetry,
bro.
It's
yo, wait, I think that's your bitch that just beat me. Oh, wait, I think I'm gonna have to break her off and take her through another chapter. Maybe even my castle, it's no hassle. Kicking the freestyle like Pele. Yes, I think niggas call Mayday, 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 falling. I'm calling microphones like it was a bat called Robin. Look up in the sky, let's go on a mission and bring back the chocolate tie. So I can be attached to my style like a Siamese twin. If you wanna get in the style, begin, cause we can go back
to back, forth to forth, side to side, I will glide like Clyde Drexler. If a heckler's in the crowd, I will smack him, put him in the box with my toxic rhyme and melt him, cause when I let my filth tip pen blend, niggas will descend off into the under, because then it's like a permanent slumber. Fuck that, slumber. Fuck that, fuck that, fuck that. 14 emotions. It's 14 emotions. Watch, watch me drop like an anvil. Please turn the channel. Let's watch Jay Leno host Johnny Carson, Compton, Ingle. What if I could drop a 12-inch single like I was Shallow, Marvin Gaye, lesbian, homo, Sharon, Sonny Bono, cause I've got you, babe, Snookums, honey, I'm a whole loaf of bread, you're just crummy, so give me a toast with a side of bacon, eggs, hash browns, and Canadian hostages, hostages, Walmart, Gaddafi, with the steaming cup of decaf coffee, I got a breaky bunch of rhymes that I wrote up, gave a silver spoon to that kid, Ricky Schroeder, if you think you're earned in the crimes like a lasso, you couldn't be shit if you lived in an asshole.
Radio in the house.
Wow.
Mr. Grimm.
Wow.
Poetry in Motion. He's rocking out with us right now. What's happening with you, big homie?
Wow. Where did you get that?
Well, I grew up in an era, first off, you know, big fan, obviously, but grew up in an
era where,
you know, the internet wasn't like it was, obviously, and when you would come across records or tapes and stuff like that, I mean, you hold on to things, and you hold on to memories of having exclusives and actually having to go buy shit, and, you know, and that definitely, yeah, man, I'm feeling that. Like I said, before I played the track, I'd love to have been in that studio session because it seemed like you was having fun.
Actually, that song, I freestyled that song, man. That was the one song on my album that I freestyled, and I did that just to give it up for the culture, you know what I mean? A lot of people didn't know how deep I was into the game, but I freestyled that one.
That's dope. And you talk about that beginning song, but just still, just the whole, you know, the studio flow and just being able to have fun like that. You know, you don't, also too, with music like that, even with a freestyle, but, you know, I felt like I, and especially artists from your time and even still what you do today, you know, I feel like I know you by listening to you, and kind of why YF Kennedy kind of touched on that too. A lot of
that's
these
dope,
newer artists,
dope.
I don't feel like I know them. You feel me?
No,
it's like,
no,
oh, well, the, you know, I don't even... I don't.
Go ahead,
I definitely, you know, I
can
relate to him like I did back then.
I'm feeling you on that one, 100%. But that's because they don't open up. You see, like back in the day, man, you really had to be talented.
Not to say talent artists these days are not talented. It's just that back then, you had to show a different side of yourself. You had to really, really be you on a talented level. These days, it's just easy to carbon copy and do what it's easy to make money. You know what I'm saying? Like people these days. They ain't really trying to do the most to make the money. They're trying to just cut corners, man. So it's easy to just talk about the simple things that everybody's already talking about and buying. You know what I mean? Like, originality is watered down. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that is the difference.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? That is the difference. I mean, there is talent out there, but a lot of people cut corners, man. They just want to put a nice little dance track and just let's make the money. Instead of actually giving people something to listen to and just say, damn, man, he put his heart into that right there. He put his soul in, you know, to give me something to look up to, you know what I mean, instead of just, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like going to McDonald's, man. You get the little McDonald's burger or do you want to get the homemade burger? You know what I mean?
No.
Do you want the simple thing or do you want something somebody puts their heart and their love into? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I say it on the show a lot, and people are probably sick of it, but, you know, again, coming from an era where sounding different was actually what made you successful, and I think some of those cut corners are that the people are actually somehow being successful by sounding like that last dude's single.
Yeah, it's called cookie cutter.
Yep, I agree.
But you know what? It's the industry's fault because they sign those people and they give them big budgets and they push them on the radio. And the listeners, you know what I'm saying, half of the listeners that don't know no better think that's what's in. You see what I'm saying? And the people that are really artists be like, come on, man. There's so much stuff out there in the industry, man, that needs to be on the radio. You know, it's like, this is all you're going to play? It kind of like plays the culture out for the person who wants to hear good music. And the radio does a bad job of that. Like, I'm not putting the radio down, but they got to switch that up. You know what I mean? You know, like everybody else, man. The rotation kills it, the monotony. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely does. But so to go into some substance, because I definitely want to know, too, and I'd like to ask the questions, especially someone that's been in the game like you. What really got you involved in the side of music you're doing? I'm not trying to be generic with this question because there's certain instances in your life where you're like, you know what, this is exactly what I want to do, whether it be rapping or whatever, you know, people's profession is. So I'm not trying to be like too generic, you know, what made you want to start rapping? Like, I mean, what really made you want to do music? Because now you know, too, it's a cutthroat business. I mean, there's almost more cons in this business and there's the pros most of the time. But what really got you just like, yep, this is me?
I mean, that is a really, really, really deep and good question, man. For one, to stick with why did I get into it, I'm an artist at heart. When I was young, I knew how to draw. I wanted to be a cartoonist for real. You know what I mean? Like, I can really draw and get it in. And then went from that into graffiti, tagging. And then, like, it just the culture slid into rapping, you know, breakdancing, and just the one thing that caught me, man, was music. You know what I mean? Like, art and music, just art, period. But one thing that people have to realize in life, if you have a passion, you need to follow your passion. God gives you talent. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody does the same thing. Somebody might be good at doing something that somebody else might not be good at doing. And that's a God-given talent. You know what I mean? Like, so if you get paid to do it, it's not like you're working. So for me to get into the music business, it's a passion. It's something that, like, I've had a time in my life where I actually wanted to leave it willingly. You feel me? I walked away like I'm good. You feel me? But I walked away for the wrong reasons. And, I realized it really was a passion. You feel me? Like a calling. Like, you can't let it go. You feel me? It's just something you do out of love and passion. So that's why I do it, and that's why I've stuck with it for so long. But, you know, that's just me being an artist. So, you know, if somebody's good in something and it's a passion, they have to stick with it, man, and that's how you become successful. You're going to go up and down, up and down, up and down, but you got to stick with it to become successful. And anybody that's made it will tell you that. You know, they'll be like, man, I almost gave up.
Yeah.
You know? You gotta know your passion in life. Everybody has a passion.
Now going into that, you know, to take – like things looking grim and everything like that. Is that kind of what you were talking about?
Well,
with
things are looking grim.
Reason?
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry. Cut you off.
You know, as far as like, you know, the solo album dropping and you know, everything like you just mentioned that you were like pretty much walking away, but for the, you know, it never, you know, never dropped. Was it that around that time?
No. Early in my career, something happened a lot of people don't know about. I was signed to a label, and I fell out with the person I was signed to. Some things happened. Really don't want to mention right now. I did some things. They tried to blackball me. And, you know, I just bounced around and was still ghostwriting and getting on people's albums. You know what I mean? Like, I did that to myself early in my career. I really had nobody in my corner. And it wasn't even then when I wanted to walk away. I was just actually getting introduced to it. So to me, it was like, wow, this is crazy. You know, I'm just now seeing a business like, well, there's a whole new side to this people don't know about. So I was just learning it as I went. And I had no coach. I had no mentor. So I was making hella mistakes. You know what I mean? So spending, you know, wasting money, just doing things that any young man would do. So, but if I had a mentor, you know, there were certain things I probably wouldn't have done, you know. But that's not why I walked away.
Sure.
You see, I learned my thing, and I want to say maybe 10 years later I walked away. Real shit.
Okay.
And that's only because...
Because again, I not to say this over and over again, but a lot of people don't know all that, the fine print and, you know, what really comes with being a signed artist, you know, and...
Yeah.
And a lot of it's grueling. I mean, like I said, a lot of times there's a lot more cons than there is pros when it really boils down to it.
Well, you know, true, but that's anything in life. You know what I'm saying? Like if you, man, that's anybody. If you want to get into something and it's your passion, you have to master it. You feel what I'm saying? So you're going to have to see the lows. You're going to see the highs to master it. There's no way you can master something if you don't see both sides of the spectrum. You know what I mean? And that's what makes a successful person. They got to go through it all to appreciate it at the end. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, as much as I hate a lot of things I went through, man, they opened my eyes. It really just woke me up on everything. You know what I mean?
Well, that's
a lot
the
of
beautiful
people just,
part
just
about it.
Through
that,
their,
I mean, that is
absolutely. A lot of people walk through the game with their eyes closed because there's somebody holding their hand. You see what I'm saying? I'm one of those guys that got my eyes open and I'm by myself. Feel me?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I know exactly what you're saying, too, and especially the fact, like, not having, you know, not being mentored, and then all of a sudden it's like, I'm here. I'm really doing it. You know, what do I do now almost type of thing?
Become really successful, though, to become that really, that part of that 1% that's making that money, and everybody's like, oh, I want to be a rapper. Man, do you know the percentage of those people that make it to that top and what you got to go through? I mean, some people do get it easy, man. Like, some people might know somebody and they just get signed on some dumb luck or you know, they just got no talent in there because they're the homie. I see that a lot, and that's what kills the game. All the true talent sits on the side and just be like, damn, man, can I get in? You know, like, what happened?
Yep.
You know, it's crazy, man.
Yep, absolutely. So to go into a little more history, I got to ask, too, because I think somewhere still I still have the Endo Smoke tape. Obviously... No, a soundtrack that's dropped on crazy. But how did you actually link up with Warren G? How did that first take place? Because I know you were on a Return of Regular album too, so obviously you guys known each other a long time. But how did that first come into fruition? Because you're originally from West Covina, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's my city, man, West Covina. how I met Warren, that was a friend. There was a mutual friend, actually. His name was Ryan C. at the time. He was from Long Beach. And he was, you know, Warren and them little homie. And he would come chill with us in West Covina. And at the time, you know, my name was moving out there in West Covina. We was, you know, battle rapping, trying to do my thing, just trying to put music together. And, you know, he was like, oh, my cats do music, and Warren's brother is Dre, and this and that. Like, and I had, you know, I knew who Dre was, but I had no clue from Warren and all them was. Hanging out, he started playing me beats. I start rapping on him, you know, and it was just like, man, we got to do this. He started taking me to the studio, you know, when he was doing a Chronic album. And from then on, you know, we did Endo Smoke. And, you know, we were like really started out as homies, man. Like, we was friends, man. You know, I'd go to Long Beach and kick it, smoke with them all, and be at the studio chilling. You know, it was more or less just homies. You feel me? And then the dreaded game kicks in, money gets involved, and it's just like, the shit got weird, man. Like, you know, everybody always says that, never mix friends and money and stuff like that, but you never know it till it happens, you know what I mean? A lot of people have hidden agendas when they make money.
I ask a lot of people, and we've had, you know, like the CL Smooths on here and, you know, Souls of Mischief and, you know, a bunch of people that have had, like, you know, like Endo Smoke, you know, a single that's really blown up, and I ask them, you know, did you expect it to blow up like that? And they kind of say the same thing. They were like, you know, and here's a counterpart to that is, you know, hip-hop, and like you said, you freestyle, you know, you do this, you just rapping. You know, hip-hop's all about confidence, so there's never a point you're going to get on there and say that you don't expect your music to sell. But at the same time, do you expect that single to really take off like that? And a lot of them said, nah, we was all homies rapping, and that happened to be the track. And you know, and at that, they said, I was actually expecting a different track to take off.
Wow, yeah, you know what? That is the truth, man. Like, when we did that song, we did, like, 3 or 4 songs. And it's crazy because it was, like, a demo-type thing for this dude. So we did Endo Smoke and a couple other songs, and he was just like, man, what is this? He was like, I don't ever get on the radio, man. Get out of here. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, what? So it kind of crushed us for a minute. But then luckily, just, you know, it takes that one press. I say don't give up, man. That one dude here heard it, Paul Stewart heard it. And it just he put it on soundtrack, and it was the end of that. You know what I mean? It depends on whose hands it gets in. There's a lot of people out there ain't even found yet. You know what I mean? It just got heater music, and it got people telling them, oh, man, that ain't going to do nothing. You know, just shooting them down, giving them negative energy. And it just takes that one blessing to where somebody be like, well, here, put that on there. Bam. You feel me? It's just to align yourself with the right people, I think. You know?
Well, then,
don't fall.
Keep going when you did the song and got it shut down. Was that discouraging at the time? Like, really?
I had a few things that were discouraging. You know what I'm saying? My best friend at the time went to Def Jam, and he didn't explain why. He just bounced out. You know, I'm left to just pick up off the ground and do an album from, you know what I'm saying, like start over again when we already started something with Endosmoke, and he broke out, went to Def Jam. So I'm thinking, whoa, shit. What do I do now? You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought we were going to do that Mr. Graham album. That was the whole goal. But, you know, like I said, when somebody dangles a carrot in front of your face, man, a lot of people go chase it. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather be friends and be family with people, you know what I mean, instead of just chasing money like that, man. So,
yeah.
You know, it was discouraging, man, but my thing is push on, man. It's a learning curve. You know, you got to learn things to grow a thicker skin and be a better businessman. You know what I mean? It's like going to school, man. Life is like going to school, brother. I love it. You know what I mean? Like, as much as you might hate the hard, you learn so much from it, because when it's all good, you just sail through it smiling, wind blowing through your hair. But when it gets all rocky, everybody want to jump ship. You know what I mean? But that's when you learn your lessons. That's, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just bitter with the sweet. You know, so I didn't get discouraged. You know what I'm saying? To make a long story short, I didn't get discouraged. I was just like toughening up, like, okay, this is a business. This is how they do it. Because anything in life, you've got to make it a business of yours. If you want to be an actor, that shit's cutthroat. You know what I'm saying? You want to be an MC or a singer, that shit is cutthroat. You want to be a carpenter, that shit is cutthroat. You know, you want to be a TV host, that shit is cutthroat. Everything is cutthroat that you want to put 100% of yourself into.
Yep.
You feel me? And so it's just you. It's like, what kind of character are you? Are you tough enough? You feel me? That's how I look at it. And the ones who shine are the ones who get through the bullshit and just walk up the mountain like, okay, keep coming. You know?
Yeah. And just to be those people or those professions as cutthroat, to be successful and put yourself in a position to really, you know, do something for yourself. No matter what the business is, you're going to run into some cutthroat situations where you kind of got to draw a line in, you know?
That's life. That's life. But, you know, but in the bigger, and this is the thing, though, they say the bigger you are, the harder you fall. Of course. You know, just like an athlete, man. How cutthroat you think being a football player or a basketball player is? There's a million people out there trying to play sports. That's cutthroat. The business is cutthroat. The athletes are cutthroat. You know what I'm saying? So it's everybody, man. And the harder and the bigger you are up on the ladder, it's going to be harder because you're dealing with a whole different tax bracket, different kind of money, different attitudes. You're dealing with $1 million, get ready to argue and damn near fight to get that. But it ain't – people think that shit's easy, man. Come on, man. You got to fight for damn near $100 these days, man. So imagine the people's attitude when you're dealing with all those zeros, you know, all them cutthroat snakes up there. They got up there for a reason. There's a way they got up there. It's by cutting throats. You know what I mean? So it's like that. That's why it's a cutthroat business. The bigger you are, the harder you fall. The more money you start making, the more difficult decisions and more people on you. You know what I mean? It's a crazy game,
man. That's real spit. And just to go on from there, what's new with you, my homie? Because, again, I've always been a fan of your style, the way you rap, you know, for real, like real talk. Always been a fan.
Appreciate that.
So, you know, exciting, obviously, to talk to you in person and this and that, but what's going on with you now? What's Mr. Grimm 2014,
Mr. Grimm. Well, I've been getting it in, man. Been producing. I took a break from the game for a minute, learned how to produce. You know, I had to put a couple more tools on my tool belt. You know what I mean? You can't just be a writer these days, man. You got to do it all. So one major thing I've always wanted to do, even back when I was a teenager, man, was learn how to produce. So I really, really went in with that.
What are you using right now, like machine-wise? Are you MPC? Are you machine? Just curious, because I'm a producer myself.
I use it all, man. I use it all. You know what I mean?
You
know what? The way the game has gone, just to touch on what you're saying, the way it's been simplified, all you need is a basic, not basic, okay, but you need a good sequencer, you feel me, some good sounds, you know, actually some really good sounds, you know what I mean? And you can go in from there these days, you know what I mean? Because back in the day, MPC was nothing but a sequencer, man.
Exactly.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but even then, you know, you had the back in the day too. That was just a keyboard with a sequencer. So,
yeah, I'm saying, but these days it's simplified, man, and it's like you can use anything damn near. I mean, not bullshit. I mean, you can use Fruity Loops. You can use all that, hey, man.
Hey, real talk, you can buy Logic Pro X right now on an Apple App Store for $200. When I grew up, it was $1,000 with the iLock.
Dude, you had to get racks. You had to get racks, keyboards. Dude, you had to spend a grip. Remember the racks, and you had to get all the sound modules?
Yep. No, for sure, because I had the Roland racks. I had the Motif
racks.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, I had it all.
And you had to use up a lot of real estate, you know, you had to spend a lot of money. But these days, man, you get a laptop, you could throw everything in your laptop. It's ridiculous. So it really doesn't matter what people use these days, as long as it really, really sounds good and you have a good engineer. You know what I mean? Like, you just got to know what you're doing these days, man. It's just a preference. You know what I'm saying? I use what I use, man, you know. But like I said, I'm producing. I got my son producing. We have a production group. He's 21 right now. He graduated from sound engineering. You know, he's Pro Tool certified, everything. This is official. He's a producer. He's one of my secret weapons. You know, I've been having him produce since he was 14. So that's one thing I'm doing with him. You know what I mean? I got an album coming out. You know what I mean? It's called Grimology. And I got another project I'm doing with my son, bringing these MCs, man. It's called Bully Music. We're about to hurt them. So that's going to be a real big thing for the West Coast. You know, I'm going to bring MCing back. You know what I'm saying? People need to realize, you know, MCing is not a dead art, man. It's not all about selling dope and gangbanging. You know what I mean? Like, we all might be gangsters on our own right, but that's just a mentality. You know, I'd rather have manhood. You feel me? That's my set. That's my set, manhood. But on some real, man, you know, we're going to do the bully music. It's bringing it back to the art, the culture, just getting it in, dope beats. Dope MCing, you know what I mean? Just like you played that song, that was from 94. You know what I mean? Like, it's... And
well,
you
know what?
Play,
on that note, real quick, and we got some callers
off.
Some people that want to you know, chop it up with you, but I want to go real
quick.
Oh,
let's do it.
I want to go into one of my other favorites real quick, and I still bang this one to this day. So I'm not going to tell you what it is. Obviously, you're going to know when it drops.
Uh-oh.
And then we're going to come right back and take some of these callers that want to chop it up with Mr. Grimm. Die for Radio.
All
we
right.
Speak about real things here, people. Y'all should know. Got the, you know, come on, man. Mr. Grimm in the house. Y'all have no idea. Come on. Let's...
let's go.
Get in here.
Bend the microphone stand, tie it in a slip. Not only am I unhesitant to make a clip, I pick shit, don't have a closer shade. So save all that dumb shit for the grave, cause niggas wanna give a pop quiz with kids, but unexpected. Stop, who? There it is, your answer. Round it to the nearest Mac chip with a big bang. Theory for master theory, now would be a good time to spread. Retreat back to the sled with my heat, cause niggas are melting like Newman in the Bahamas. Commas, exclamation mark for bold marks, left in the street for show and tell, to let niggas know it's another cold day in hell. Another cold day in hell.
I'm Mr. Worldwide, no care to defend it. Destiny will be up in Boston, Shanna. Worldwide, no care to defend it. Destiny will be what I'm holding in hell.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Two niggas dead, the other in the telephone. You hear what he said? I wasn't listening when he was talking. I just let my fingers do the walking. Bye, birdie, it's nothing purdy. Take out the rag, can't leave the tool dirty. Believe me, suicide attempts can be avoided. Don't start nothing, won't be nothing. Avoid
because trigonometry being instructed, conducted by Mr. Grimm will leave you stumped, bumped off the board, checkmate. I'm higher than a motherfucking interest rate. Wait, that ain't it. Your P's and Q's are crushed, rushed, emergency. You can't trust. They look at it. That's just another nigga dead. Oh well, it's just another cold day in hell.
If I didn't ruin why, don't get to
the minute I'm off, another chapter is caught and put into the book of a dirty ass crook. Look, once I was gone, I was on my way to freedom. Off running cops, if I see them, I leave them lonely, only catching my breath. I'm off into the rim like a greyhound bus, and I'm going to this bitch house not knowing the niggas in a family tree. See, I need a place to stay for a day or more, but accidentally told the bitch what for. Uh-oh, she got a 4/5 to my tempo. Somebody catch me before they sketch me. I didn't even have time to yell, cause it was just another cold day in hell. Just another cold day in hell.
Bitch, that's a deadly rude wife. No fear to defend it. That's the good me up and fuck to shit. Rude wife. No fear to defend it. That's the good me up and watch out.
So you better back up the west, cause we got chronic makeup of all the black one. Chicken that do red rum me grew up. 1D9, but you know you must have respected it. It's a rack of muffin that you shot for Mr. Grimm. But when I'm up and down, you know what cats are feeling. West Covina, Alcomona, shots are dumping. Make up once again because the situation grim. Microphone mafia, mob cats are running. Monday West Coast, big back and not running. Cold day, you know they say, hear me listen. But see, I'm rude boy, got my mate on chat. If a fool step first, you know them get up on them eyes.
Say, a lot of people, it really doesn't happen to believe. I happen to believe Hustles, though they might not be grammatically correct, or they might be transcribed or translated. I think that his message comes through very, very clear. And I think that that indeed supernaturally preserved for our generation. I really do. You have to understand that there was Christianity way before anybody owned a Bible. I mean, owned it. There were who believed in God, who worshiped God as best they could, and they did it without a Bible. They didn't have a Bible.
Yo, check it out. This is Lord Jamar, Brand Nubian. Known Associates is in effect right now.
Just since Gutenberg, we all have Bibles.
My man, Dyer Lansky. That's
telling
you,
this is the latter day. This is the end time that God decided to take what scriptures, what fragments of the scriptures were left, and get them into the hands of people because his church is a joke.
What
it would have been just fine if he had honorable, responsible people place in the church. And and even in the assembly downtown where people would gather together and hear the truth, if he had responsible people in there, it would have been sufficient. But
the cons, like we talked about earlier, the cons and pros to anything.
He's lying to you. It is so prevalent. You see, just the existence of the Bible in the hands of every person out there, to the point that in America, anyway, people own 6 of them each. Bible story, Bible
book. We're about to have a motherfucking Lucille Ball.
Install
this in your system.
Fall
into your seat. Watch out, y'all.
Here comes Mr. G.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely chronic out in a different world like Whitley. So let me
borrow one ear. Listen here closely. Cause I mostly flip G-R-A-C-K's in ways.
Like
niggas ain't tried yet. So throw me on
the
stage and make a side bet.
Are fired and they don't even know it. They keep showing up.
I had to be that nigga from West Coast. Zena shooting the
a gift without a meaning.
Have you seen
it? If you haven't, don't even trip. I'ma go the whole nine plus the extra clip.
Don't be grim, don't give a fuck. So all you be a pinching these nuts. Do trip if you want to. We'll run straight right through you. So blaze the earth, blaze the earth.
Aye.
And pass me the Thunderbird. Cause I'm kicking back, bumping podcast racks. So fuck what you heard.
The dissection of a mic with a tongue like a scalp scruple. And I did quadruple.
From me to the Appalachian, they'll be patient.
And just veg from methods, leaving your bro
like crackhead.
No lie, I'm most effective when I'm high.
Powered,
making souffles of all the cowards.
Lyrically inclined, masterminding the art.
Conjuring an ambush, that's
a ill thought.
So, another plot so thick it's ridiculous. It'll bust and expose what's on my dick. For the meantime, I'm gonna need time to take a figure.
Hold a throne, not one, but a much larger figure.
Put my signature
on the headstone that sits on stage. Motherfuckers dead from a page after page. Arsenal of verbal venom. Giving them the blues like denim. The homie Grim don't give a fuck. So all you fools can get these nuts. Do the trip if you want to. We'll run straight right through you. So blaze the earth, blaze the earth. And pass me the Thunderbird.
Okay, we had a little technical difficulties, but we back online with Mr. Grimm. We cut off the whole nine real quick just to chop it up with the homie, obviously. Can you hear us good now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In the house.
Right. And we were talking about pros and cons, and there goes a little bit of cons of this digital era we're in. Sometimes stuff happens, and you can't control it. So.
right. Real talk.
So let's hit this call line real quick. I actually got a 111 caller. It's a Skype or something other than that, but we talking with Mr. Grimm. What's up, caller?
Man, what's happening? What's happening, man? Rothstein, man. Out here, Sunny CA, man. Got the OG,
what's
Mr.
Good?
Grimm
what's
in
good?
The building.
What's
happening with you, man? Oh,
what's
man.
Up there, sir?
Oh, man, it's good to hear you, man. I was wondering what happened to you, man. I mean, but you took a hiatus. I mean, family,
oh, you know,
what happened?
A little bit of everything, man, just life. I didn't really take a hiatus, man. I backed up a little bit, man, to grab my scruples and come to the game with a different attitude, man, with more to offer than just being a rapper. You know what I mean? I had to stand back, man, because the game is crazy. So, you know, sometimes you got to stand back, you know what I'm saying, collect yourself, and then come back 10 times harder, man. So it's like I was doing producing, a bunch of ghostwriting, man, and just really doing me, just enjoying life, man. I got family, I got kids, man, I got 4 boys, you know what I mean? So it's like I just been doing me, brother, you know what I mean? Like I love the music business, man, but it's like sometimes, man, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
That's right.
You know?
So when you go step back on the stage, we're going to hear some new shit from you, because I just tuned in right now to did I miss anything? I'm trying to catch back up with
oh,
you.
Oh no, I'm back in, man. I'm back in. I just been getting a lot of business things straight, man, getting a lot of music together, man, making sure it sounds good and it's the way we want to step in and just really getting brands started, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of people gonna have to look out for, man. I'm even in the dispensary game, man. I got 2 strains coming out, man. It's gonna blow people's heads off. So like I'm doing things where when I emerge again, it's not gonna be a game, because they tried to blackball me last time, man. So what I did is instead of just really fighting the blackball, I stood back, ghost wrote, produced, you know, like really getting my head together. So I know how to step in this time without having to depend on other people. You know what I mean? Because I stepped in blind last time, but this time got all my eyes open and I got my hater blockers on.
Man, you know most me? Definitely. How could I reach out to you, man? I mean, if we could talk on the back phone or
I got the Twitter. I got Mr. Grimm, MisterGrimm at Mr. Grimm. You know what I'm saying? I got the Grimmology, GRIMMOLOGY at yahoo.com. You feel me? I got Mr. Grimm, MisterGri.com, the website. You feel me? If anybody out there got lyrics, you know what I'm saying, or even just a dope producer and want to get in on this bully music, hit me up on those. You know what I mean? Like that's where it is, man. I'm about to come in with a vengeance. You feel me? And it's going to be all West Coast dedicated. And it's going to be love. I'm bringing a lot of artists that people know and don't know. You know what I mean? It's going to be just a lot of love, man. I'm taking it back to West Coast hip hop. That's what people don't realize. I'm going to knock people's heads off with the West Coast hip hop.
And we stand behind you 100%, man.
Man, that's good looking, homie, man. I appreciate that, man. And that's, I mean, hey, hit me up. You got the hookups.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely do that, man. Cause one puff, two puff, three puff, four puff, five, I'm feeling real high.
For sure. Good looking, brother.
That's what's up. Yeah, Sneak, we appreciate you always, homie. Jody in the house, Die For Fam in the house. Good looking.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So I gotta ask, you know, cause we kind of touched on it just a second ago, with what Sneak was saying, but. You know, how do you feel about live shows nowadays? Like, have you seen a really dope live show recently?
Okay, well, see, that's a tricky question. You know, like a lot of people have a different definition of a live show. Me, it depends on the artist and the song. You feel me? Because the artist and the song can create the moment. You might have a band up there that gets it in on a live tip, like they need to get it in live. You might have somebody that can walk out there with a microphone and just spit his song and just get the crowd getting stupid. It really depends, man. Like I said, that's a tricky question. I just like a good show. I don't think there's any guidelines. I just think you just have to be a charismatic artist and have a dope song to perform. Don't go out there and perform your filler songs. You know, you got to go out there and perform the shit that makes people just really bob their head and just the shit they love. So you collect a few songs like that, man, and just knock the show down. It's good. I mean, I like a live show with live instruments, to tell the truth.
I love that.
If they can bring the drums, if somebody can replay your song with the drums and the keyboard and just really get it in, I love that. I love that energy, my dude. Like, that's me 100%. That's a live show. You feel me with the DJ scratching?
Of doing a couple dope shows this weekend. On Friday, I went and covered Master of Ceremonies, and it was EPMD, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, Naughty by Nature.
All my mentors in hip hop. Everybody that I listen to. You just mentioned all my top five right there.
So
yeah, my top five is cold.
So
are they doing the live shows? Is that what you're telling me? They doing the live shows?
It was, you know, but no, here's the thing. Live DJs, really cutting vinyl and stuff like that. But what the next day I went to DJ Quick, and DJ Quick does live shows now.
He's got a band. His band is retarded. Come on now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And again, I agree with you with the live instruments. It's amazing
that,
to hear.
That is, it brings, what it does, it brings back a lot of things that are missing in the game. When music blew up back in the day, it was all live, dude. It was a sound you just can't capture, dude. It's like you got to replay the whole start over again. You got to replay the whole song. And you got like probably five or six people playing different instruments. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, you just jump on a laptop, man. You are the band. You feel me? That's a different feel. So it's a lot more expensive to do it in a studio. So why not get on stage and give your fans that missing link? You feel me? That missing element of a live feel. And it's nothing doper than a DJ, a drummer, a keyboardist, and just get you a guitar and a bass up there, too. You know what I'm saying? And like, that's probably one
of
the dopest things in your life.
In music, don't realize that a lot of their favorite bass lines from, like, Dre or Quick or any of these, they're actually hiring.
They've been used. I've been there, dog. I mean, come on, man. Like, I've been in the game since... Actually, earlier than 94, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've done music. I ain't gonna be no name dropper right now, man, but I've done music with people that are in the game back in, like, 90, 91, my dude. So it's like, I've really been in the music business for a long time. So I've seen that. I've seen it all. You feel me? So I've seen people that go in there with an MPC and drop a boom, clack, boom, boom, clack, and they just hire a keyboardist, a guitar player, and the track come out stupid. And I'm looking like, dude, that's not a producer. Because in my head, a producer's like a Pete Rock, you feel me? Just somebody who just gets retarded. That's a producer to me, not somebody who just does a boom clack. I need somebody who can kill a sample, just kill everything, you feel me? So everybody has their preferences, man. I like to mix the two, you feel me? Mix the old school with the, you know what I'm saying, with the new generation of, you know, it's all computerized and everything, but shit, let's bring back. There's nothing wrong with bringing the live instruments in, man, but producers need to stop taking so much credit. Give credit to the people who actually play on it. You know, they don't give enough to that. They'll take the credit like, oh, yeah, I produced this. Nah, man, whoop-de-whoop, played on it. You feel me?
I agree.
They don't do that. there's some bass players and keyboardists out there that just made people so much money and they're broke. I hate that about the business. And that's one of the cold parts about the business. You know, the people that contribute the most get paid the less.
Yep.
I hate it. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
With a passion, I hate it. You're not supposed to hate anything, but I hate that.
No, but I feel exactly where you're coming from. But, man, it's been
absolutely. Really, because they make the melody, they make the whole song, right? And they pay them probably a couple hundred bucks, really, and tell them to go home. You know what I'm saying? He probably go get a little, you know, a Big Mac meal and go home. You know what I'm saying? After playing some hella guitar in a song, the song go platinum. The artist and the producer get the money. The guitarist already signed his contract, so he kept his couple hundred dollars. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really goes down like that, my dude. Like, that's what makes me trip off the business.
I know.
So that's why I had to learn. This is why I had to learn how to produce, because when I'm in my position to get people in the studio, I'm breaking bread. I'm giving you points. You feel me? And I'm going to have you sign there because it's my word.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So my thing is not only bring back good music, bring back good business. You know what I'm saying? Stop being cheap. You know what I'm saying? Like, man. It's cold to deal with people who got millions of dollars, man, and they give you a few racks, dog.
No,
it makes you look at a dude like, are you serious, homie? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I have millions, homie, you know how many people be up in the game right now? You know how many people would just be really, really getting it in? You know what I'm saying? The game is, I've dealt with too many rich motherfuckers that are stingy, and they'll just give you a few racks and walk around like they're the shit, and it's kind of like, God damn, this game, there's some funny style people around here, you know?
It,
I don't
want to
really get too
is.
Deep. It's crazy.
No, but, babe, look, it's been a pleasure having you on our airways, man. I had a blast with the conversation and hearing you in person and just, you know, talk about the game, what it's going to be, what it was and everything. But, like I said, it's been a pleasure. Before I let you go, though, I definitely need a Mr. Grimm .4 radio drop from you.
Oh, for sure.
Go ahead. I'm ready whenever you are.
Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. You're listening to .4 radio. This Mr. Grimm. Check it out.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So any last words to the people real quick before I let you go?
You know, anybody out there, whatever your dream is, you know what I'm saying, whatever your God-given talent is, you embrace it and you push it 1,000% and you don't give up. Because once you give up, you ain't going to get it. You know what I mean? You just rock with yourself, listen to yourself, you know what I'm saying? Don't let no haters get in your ear and just do you. You know what I mean? Like, and a lot of people just get caught up working these 9-to-5 jobs and they chasing their tail. No, everybody has a talent. You got to embrace you. You know what I'm saying? And do you instead of chasing your tail. People don't understand that. There's not enough people doing what they're supposed to do in this world. Instead of chasing their tail and working this, you know what I'm saying? That in the world of all these corporations and helping these other businesses, create your own business. You know what I'm saying? Help your own family. Let your kids eat. People understand that these days. You know, get off the media's dick, get off the corporation's dick, get your own business, you know what I'm saying? Get your family straight. Real talk.
That's what's up. Well, salute to you, my G. I look forward to talking to you in the future. Obviously, you always have a home here at .4 Radio, so let's, you know, keep in contact for sure.
Much love, my dude.
Appreciate you, man. Like I said, I had a blast. I had a blast. West Coast in the house.
Oh, man, let's get it in, man. Matter of fact, let's hook something else up, man. I'm going to have some music for you. This time
cool.
I didn't have nothing for you, but, man, I'm going to have some music for you, man. Some new stuff. You know what I'm saying? There could have been some other stuff you could have played, too, but I'm loving how you went back to 94. And people need to realize it, man. When you make good music, it's timeless, man, timeless music. I'd rather make timeless music than 1,000 songs that you're going to forget tomorrow. You feel me?
Exactly.
Man, so I really appreciate the interview. All the fans I got out there, I got so much love for you. Let's make it move. I got a lot of things coming in. You know what I'm saying? About to take off, man. So, man, like I said, appreciate it, man. Let's go.
No problem. Have a blessed night, homie. We'll be talking to you soon.
You too, bro.
Peace.
All right.
That's what's up. Mr. Grimm in the house. And like I said, it moves fast around here, people. We're going straight to our next special guest, the OG himself, CJ Mac. What's happening with you? How you feeling tonight, homie?
Man, I'm good. Doc Nancy, what's up, baby? How you feel, man? Happy to be on .4 Radio, man. Thanks for having me.
Man, it's good to have someone like you on here. Obviously, I grew up in the West Coast. So, you know, regardless of
how professional a platform I have or whatever you would call it. I'm just a huge fan, and I'll always be a fan of music. That's why I'm on this platform. So, you know what I'm saying? But
100, no, I appreciate that.
It's been great conversation throughout this whole show because, and especially with guests like you and the guests to go right kind of into the interview, growing up with artists that when they rapped, you never met them and you didn't see them on the internet, you know, but we felt like we knew you. I felt like I knew who CJ Mac was because of his records.
Okay. You know, I
think a lot of that is
like,
you know, a lot of that has changed now, though, with a lot of these artists.
Well, actually, man, I think it may have changed for the better, actually, in my opinion, because back, I wish I had the platform to where I could talk to my fans every single day. I mean, they could get to know me through my music probably because of the way we used to do our music and it was a little bit more personable. But nowadays, I mean, just the ability to connect with your fans. And, I mean, to this day, man, I'm discovering the fact that I have fans in countries, man, that I never, you know, even thought of, you know, that can reach out and hit me and I can answer them back, whether it be Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or what have you. I wish those tools were around when I was out because I would have been, you know, personally connecting to my people and talking to them as much as I could. So I think it's actually there's a way to feel even closer if the artists are willing to do that, to interact with people.
Well, but I completely agree with you. I guess I'm on the aspect almost of
musically.
Musically, it's so easy to put music out now that people don't really have that mute button or, you know, or we talked about artist development. Huge thing I think is missing.
Yeah, well, I do too, man. That part of the game is gone. Like you say, anybody can just upload music, man, and just go for it, which, you know, I mean, it gives control back to the artist. I mean, they don't have to sit around waiting on the labels anymore. You can just go out and be an entrepreneur yourself and go ahead and get it. But like you said, the quality, you know, is going to get diluted when everybody's just rushing to see who can put out the most music. Because the more music you put out, the more popular you're getting. So everybody's going to rush through that. So it's like really, really oversaturated. So that's why I said it's not as personable as it used to be, in my opinion. But like I said, there's just so many advantages and disadvantages, man. You know, like I said, it's just a new era, and you got to be prepared for it, and you got to roll with it. Once you can't get with what the new thing that's going on, you might as well hang it up. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So.
I got a little bit different opinion, man. I'm sorry for cutting you off. I got a little bit of different opinion. Like a lot of times, I do interviews and stuff, and people will ask me, "What do you think about the new guys? What do you think about this? What do you think about this?" You know, bottom line is, man, I kind of think that this is what it is, you know, and you have to be able to adapt if you're going to be in this business. You know, Melly Mel was my favorite rapper, right? And he used to say rah at the end of every rap, and he wasn't cussing. So when I came along cursing and all that, you know, with people in my era, he probably didn't like that. But since he couldn't get with what we was doing, you know, it was pretty much a rap for him and putting out new music. So that's kind of how I feel about older rappers now. Like, you know, you got to kind of understand, the youngsters feel the same way about their music as we did. So you got to either be adaptable or it's over.
Well, a lot of people have brought out, people such as, you know, yourself, they bring up a word called balance. And, you know, I agree. It's like, you know, you have to have that balance. Plus, who are we to say someone's artistic expressions, you know, aren't good enough? Like, they're really out there trying to do it. They believe in what they're doing.
Exactly. That's kind of, you know, that's my point, you know. It may not be what I would do or what I have done, but that doesn't mean that it's not, it's today, man. And that's just it. It's today, you know. And I think a lot of those youngsters, that they would love to have direction. I get them calling me all the time. Gladys Malone, you know, my little homie from my neighborhood, Nipsey, you know, especially Glassley, he'll ask me, OG, how's this? What do you think about this? I remember y'all used to do it this way. I want to do this way, blah, blah, blah. And they do attempt, and if they had the right guidance and if the older artists don't completely separate themselves by not liking what the youngsters are doing, then I believe that a lot of them are open to the type of things we did. I was impressed. I listened to YG's record, right? Now, you know, obviously he did doing something totally different than what I did, but I listened to how he actually tried, you know, he put his record together with the skits and this and that and being creative and everything. And I was actually impressed because that's the first record in a long time that I've heard where anybody actually tried to do something like that, try to make it a production. I was a little shocked and I was pleased at the same time.
Because people like that, that's actually, I'm glad you brought that up, you know, that these people call you, which they should, because, again, I mean, you're a pioneer, you know, real talk. So, you know, what are some of the biggest lessons you've learned being in the game as you were? And we're talking music as a business. And there's a lot of the expression I love, you know, people say that are actually really in there. They say, I'm not in the music business. I'm actually in the business of music. So what are, you know, some of kind of the biggest lessons you learned to drop down to these younger people coming up?
Well, I learned by making mistakes. I'll put it that way. Like I tell everybody that asks me a lot of questions, I may not be able to tell you exactly what to do, but I can tell you everything not to do. I'm one of those, you know, I'm a real street guy, man. So I came from a different I came from a different place than a lot of artists that came out in my time. A lot of us were talking the same thing, but not everybody was actually doing that. A lot of people were, you know, they were already rapping in high school and all that when I was on something else. So I was a little different. So I had to learn, and I had to learn one thing, showmanship and show business. Me, I was with the Keep It Real crew. You know what I mean? I was keeping it too real, right? When this is a show, you have to put on a show. And I wasn't really cut out to be a artist. I was just basically like, you know, a real cat rapping, you know what I mean? And I didn't take it really to the entertainment phase. So now what I try to tell youngsters is, you got to have a show, man. This is show business. There is no business without the show. So, yeah, you guys have been really concentrating on the business part, but actually you have to be a showman. I mean, you got to come outside looking a certain way, you know what I mean? Like Dub C is an example. You know, Dub C would shave his head until his head was bleeding. And I'm like, what's wrong with you, man? So what, man? Get a haircut later. He's like, nah. Whereas me, I walk outside with, you know, 5 o'clock shadow because I wasn't really into the show business aspect. So now I've learned, man, that if you make yourself very, very marketable, you can make a whole lot of money outside of music. And a lot of that is being a showman. A lot of these guys, man, that are on top, they are showmen. We don't know how much of that is real or not. We see Kanye West making all these rants and raves and all that, but guess what? He's putting on a show, getting a whole lot of money to jump on that stage. So, you know, these guys create shows, man. And, I mean, from Jay-Z to everybody else, man, these guys put on a persona. I mean, Jay-Z talked about money until he actually got some. You know what I mean? So he you know what I mean? So they put on shows. So the one thing that I can say that I learned is if you're going to be in show business, you must have a show. You better put on a show because that's what this is.
Yep, and you brought up two good, great points. And actually you saying what you just said kind of takes away from what I asked at the beginning, saying, you know, I don't feel like I know these people. Well, why should you? They're putting on a show like an actor. So that kind of takes apart what I asked you at the beginning. But I was one of my questions, I'm glad you went into it, was how hard was it to separate that, you know, from being a real dude from the street and then all of a sudden having to be that showmanship? I mean, you just basically said it right there, but that was actually a question I was going to bring up in this interview, so I'm glad you touched on that. Because there's a thin line, but there's also a big gap between both of those, you know?
Yeah, it's a very big gap because I don't think that I was really successful at the showman part. You know, everybody loves me. Oh, yeah, you're a real cat. But I got love in the real streets, man, across the country and with real cats because that's just what I am. But I wasn't really, really, and I'll say that, a great showman. And I don't mean going on stage and doing songs and putting on a show. I mean every aspect of the game, man, coming out with your A game on. Floyd Mayweather is a showman. He's an expert at what he does, but he's also a showman. That's why he's commanding the amount of money that he's commanding. 50 Cent, man, he calls all his drama, blah, blah, blah. He's a showman. He understands exactly what he's doing. So whatever he was, his rap level and all that, he took it to another level with his personality and who he was, and almost like the characters they created. Snoop Dogg is a perfect example. He recreates himself every few years. You know?
The thing is not getting caught up in the character that you create.
The character that you create, now that's the hard part, not getting caught up. I'll give you a perfect example outside of music, Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman was just Dennis Rodman. He was an excellent basketball player, hell of a rebounder, all that. As soon as he started hanging out with Madonna, he, you know, and started coloring his hair and everything, he turned into a superstar of sorts, love it or not. But then what happened with him is he got caught up in it, in my opinion, this is the only opinion, he got caught up in the character that he created.
Yep.
And once he did that, you know, then, you know, sometimes, you know, I see it's kind of hard for people to get back. But you have to be smart enough to make yourself be in demand, man, as an artist. Once you get that leeway, you know, you got to be creative enough. And that's, look at everybody on the top, man. Every single person, man, that's truly on top and making money, they created a certain image. So like you were saying, getting to know them. Well, who are we really, really getting to know, actually? Because, I mean, I come up in an era where, man, a whole lot of people wasn't nothing like what they was talking about on top. And I wouldn't say their names now because, that, you know, that's old news and I'm a grown man. I'm done with all that. But, and I used to be really opinionative about a lot of things. But, and saying people's names and all that. But, you know, that's past tense now. You know,
yeah.
But yeah, you got to be a star, man. You got to be a star, man. And that's just the bottom line. So, you know, I don't know if we really get to know the artist or not, to tell you the truth, because we only get to know the persona.
Yeah, and you know what? To bring up that point, it's no different than people liking movie stars. They like movie stars for the character they play on that movie.
Same thing.
And it's, you know, a lot of times the name of the movie star you like isn't even the real name either. It's the stage name that they picked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a whole lot of the time, man. Such as rappers.
Yep.
Same thing. You
know
it's
crazy
I mean?
You brought
Same
up
thing.
The Dennis Rodman thing, though, because I always, you know, picture Dennis Rodman now and then picture him when he got, I think it was the Defensive Player of the Year in Detroit at the press conference, mm-hmm. and he's just like, you know, a humble kid just literally bawling his eyes out at a press conference and to picture with now. It's just crazy the way it transforms like that. Like you said, you know, all of a sudden with Madonna and this and that, and, you know, you feed the character.
But you got to be able to turn it off. You know, I think that's the skill. The skill is being able to turn it off. Like, you know, Snoop Dogg, you know, I a perfect example. You know, Snoop Dogg and I have grown to be friends. And I watch him change his character around, man, a million times. But at the same time, every time I see him, he greets me the same. It's the same handshake, same hug. Same conversation, we chill. He knows who he is. He doesn't get caught up and let that take him away. Although some people may think, oh, now he's Snoop Lion or this, that. Well, that man knows exactly what he's doing. You know, that man is, he'll be on Murder Was the Case one day and the Disney Channel the next. And that man knows exactly what he's doing, you know, and I think he's worth about $110 million. So, you know, that's when you're taking the game. You have a really, really great understanding of what you're involved in.
True definition of showmanship right there with Snoop.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But to go on to future endeavors as far as you, I know you got the book and a soundtrack that you're working on,
yes.
80s Baby.
Yes.
Tell the people a little bit about it.
Well, I'm writing a book right now. I'm going to the literary world. This is my way to still get my message across. You know, this is my way to rap without me having to stand on stage and be on a tour bus and, you know, all that. I can write these books until I'm, you know, 70. You know what I mean? So that's my thing now. So I'm writing a book. I got one out called 80s Baby. It's a street book. It's going to shock people, though, because it's deeper than what it may seem. Or you can think it's going to be only about drugs and this and that. It is about the 80s era. The title is 80s Baby, but it's not about the 80s Baby. It's about the 80s Baby, you know, a time when Los Angeles was basically the drug stop. Everything came through Los Angeles to get to New York and to get to everywhere else. And it was a time that really hasn't been talked about. You know, NWA came out, and they talked about one facet of the Los Angeles lifestyle. It's another side of Los Angeles people don't know. You wouldn't go down Crenshaw Boulevard unless you was in a Mercedes Benz or a Ferrari or, you know, or if you're going to have a regular car, it's going to be an El Camino on rims and this and that and this and that. Or you would take another street if you weren't riding right. You know, it was about money and this and that and this and that. And that lifestyle in Los Angeles, aside from maybe Ice-T, no one really, really showed the balling aspect of Los Angeles. It was all the gang side because that's what got popular. NWA came out and really showed that side of Los Angeles. So, I mean, I've been out in the other cities, and they say, hey, man, you know, they think everybody from Los Angeles gets up in the morning, crip walk or blood walk to the car, you know, with the crack of 40 ounce, hit the switch on the low rider, you know what I mean, and go shoot somebody and go back home for the night. I mean, that's what they think about Los Angeles when, man, you know, Los Angeles is one of the flyest places on the planet,
mm-hmm.
and it has been for some time. So I'm kind of like bringing back that era because that's actually where I come from, you know, the get money era and the glitz and glamour of Los Angeles, you know, and still the pitfalls and everything else. So the book is that it's a love story in part, man, as far as and a gangster story. So it's going to be a really hot book. I'm doing something really creative with the audio version of the book. I can't speak on it because it's kind of like a new way of doing things. So I'm
going to
hit you over the head with it. But so the audio book, man, and it's going to be cool. And then not only that, I'm really opening a publishing company. I'm going to put out a lot of other books. I got guys, like I got J.D. from Lynch Mob. He's doing 29 years. He's got 3 or 4 books written. I've got a gentleman that's been in prison 17 years. He's got 17 books. He was selling so many books that he manufactured on the yard in the penitentiary that they were rearresting him for contraband and stuff like that. So I'm going to be endorsing these guys and putting these books out through CJ Mac Books. And so it's going to be real, man. I got this seal. Right? It's called The Seal Makes It Real. So everything I touch, believe me, it's going to be authentic.
Absolutely. Now, I got to give a big shout-out to J.D. I just did an interview with him out there in San Luis Obispo not too long ago and just did an interview with Trey D on Saturday because they got their book going. So big shout-out to J.D., and we hope, you know, these appeals go through, and that's a big part of this Die 4 Radio family over here. So free J.D. for sure.
Homie, real good guy, man. Real good guy. Trady, too. Shout out to Trady, too. I know Trady just touched down and got home and everything. I haven't been able to talk to him yet. I'm looking
man,
forward to
I
him.
Saw him live on Saturday. It was Mac 10, DJ Quick, Bishop Lamont, Sugar Free, and the Eastsiders, man. And, you know, obviously he's been away for a while, but to see the Eastsiders live again, man, I mean, but it's like he never left. And I mean that in the best way possible because that's not going to take away from the time he did, which is just awful. But on real talk, it was like you was watching the Eastsiders up there again. You know what I'm saying? It was just
It
was meant to be.
Yeah, that's tight, man. Like I said, I love our era of music, man. I just don't hate on the kids. I love my era. I love the era that I did music in and the era before me because that's where I learned from. But I just don't hate on the kids. You know, I'm still, you know, they call me OG Mac. What's up, man? I still run through the club with them every now and then and hang out with them to keep current and understand what's going on. You know, you got to be current if you're going to be in the game or you just hang up your shoes, man, and go do something else. So as long as I want to stay around entertainment, I got to understand what the youngsters are doing. And like I said, I don't hate on them. I give them the best advice I can. And, hey, I enjoy their music, and they enjoy mine, and I keep it like that.
Yeah. Now, was there a transition? Because obviously being a MC, a rapper, a poet, et cetera, et cetera, with the artistry that you're in, was there a big transition that you can really recall from – now writing something down that necessarily you don't have to rhyme and this and that, or did it just go kind of hand in hand because you're used to writing anyways?
Well, I'm a storyteller, so
yeah, exactly.
I said it better than
I asked the question, but that's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, well, I was a storyteller in rap, so this just gives me a way to express myself, and I can be deeper with the pen. You know, writing a book, I can be even deeper. I can be even more descriptive because I'm not limited by bars, right? I don't have to stop after 12 or 16 bars. I can just keep going. I can write 300 pages. So really it's just exciting. I get the same thrill out of it. The thrill for me is to take a blank piece of paper and fill it with ink, man, or fill it with words, and someone appreciates it, whether it be a rap, whether it be a movie script, whether it be a book or whatever, man, to take a blank piece of paper and then I write something down and you read it or you listen to it and you enjoy it, that's a thrill for me. So it's the same thing. It hasn't been a hard transition. I just get to open up my mind even more and be more descriptive. And, you know, when you're writing a book, you know, they can't hear it, so they got to sit there and you got to make a person really, really visualize what you're writing. So I love it. And, you know, hasn't been a hard transition just due to the fact that I was a storyteller type of rapper.
Yep, that's what's up. And I got on the back line, I got a little text message right now from the homie Binky Mac who's listening to the show. And you have brought up cars, and he's saying something about the El Camino he had. And I heard that El Camino he had back in the
Oh, Bink, yeah. Takes me back. Tell Bink I said, what's up? Yeah, I had a cold one myself. I had a white and gold one that was off the chain with the center lines. And all. They don't know about center lines no more. The Lord, with the center lines, European clip on the front, yeah. You know, I was a real El Camino guy myself.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm going to hit this call line real quick. Obviously, someone raised their hand to talk to the OG himself, CJ Mac. I got a 724 number, dial for radio with the legend himself, CJ Mac. What's happening with you tonight?
Oh, man. What's good, everybody, man? How's everybody feeling tonight?
Good, 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 man. How you feel?
I'm feeling good, CJ Mac. Hey, yo, man. First off, I want to start off by saying much appreciation for all the music you did, man. I feel that, you know, everybody, while they're still living and the artists that make good music, we should all show them some appreciation and thank you, man.
Man, I really appreciate that. Thank you. That means a lot. That makes
that's from the heart,
work.
Man, because that's from the heart, man, because growing up, man, Come Take a Ride, that song was legit. And, of course, all the songs you did with Dub C, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Like I said, that makes it worth doing, you know. When you look back and you can still be appreciated this many years later, that makes it all worth it. So I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, man. You're welcome, bro. And I got a question for you real quick, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big, you know, Dyer knows I'm a big South head. So, I mean, you was with Rap-A-Lot. So real quick, I mean, it's kind of like as a in general kind of question because that roster was pretty deep. Y'all had Gangsta Nip. Y'all had Seagram. Y'all had Scarface. I mean, y'all have some pretty deep roster. How come all y'all didn't get to work together, it seemed like?
Well, we worked together a little bit. Scarface and I, we did the Friday soundtrack together. We did a song called Friday Night on his Friday soundtrack. And then I wrote and directed his video, Never Seen a Man Cry, Till I Seen a Man Die. So it was like we interacted and did a bunch of stuff, even Bushwick Bill's record. I wrote like half the songs on there and directed two of the videos. So we actually mm-hmm. did work together. It was just a way, Rap-A-Lot finding a way to work with us, you know, being as though we were from L.A. and we weren't, you know, what they had out in Houston. It was a little difficult for them to market us and know exactly what to do with the West Coast artists. But we worked together, yeah, man, and it was cool. We worked with those guys a lot.
Okay.
Gangsta Nip wasn't putting too much out at the time, but, yeah, he was still on the label as well.
Okay. And, I mean, also just coming from a fan's point of view, because I know y'all can't just all get together and make one huge album because it's not that simple. But, I mean, what kind of holds it back from, like, other like artists like you, man? Because, like, I'd like to see you do something with Rakim, man, but I know it's not that easy. And, of course, I'd like to see something like seeing you do something with, like, Fat Cat or something back in the day or something like that. But what mm-hmm. makes it kind of hard for all you artists to get together and, like, just throw down an album? Is it time? Is it, like, moves and stuff like that?
Well, it was time and it was also business. Like, you have to get songs cleared. You know, first of all, you have to know that artist, you know, and like say, Rakim. And, you know, I've been a Rakim fan since he came out, but I've never had the pleasure of meeting Rakim. So, you know, things don't kind of go that way. You know, if you know a person or what have you, or you really, you know, you like this person, you really want to work with that person, well, yeah, you reach out to that person, and if it makes sense for your record and his record, then you get out. Especially back in the days when the labels had so much control, you could want to do a record with your best friend, and the label could shut it down. They have to approve that. You know what I mean? They have to approve that, you know, because that particular artist is signed to them, right? Especially mm-hmm. their property, and they have to approve different singles. It may not even be anything like that, just being malicious. It may be, you know, this artist has a single coming out that they want to promote at the same time you're trying to put a single out with that artist on it. So now these two singles may be competing against each other, and the record label may shut you down because they're saying, we're pushing our agenda. You know, this guy is signed to us, so we want to make our money off of him. So that's the way that happened a lot in my day.
And I got to say, too, to interject real quick, Josh, too, a lot of stuff, what happens, and obviously CJ Maxx has been in this way, way deeper than I have, but, I've been an engineer at a bunch of major studios out here in L.A., and a lot of times, you know, with the record labels, they're investing, even though, you know, the artist is making money, they're investing the money, and if they don't think they're going to make money and it just doesn't make sense, they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, why? You know, why? Because personally, you want to do a song, okay, well, that's not part of our business agenda. So this is actually who we need you to do a song with or whatever might happen. Now, I'm not saying that happens all the time, but it does happen. Like he brought up at the beginning, it's a business.
Yeah.
You know, the homie Cocaine said it best. You know, I said it earlier too. You know, I'm not in the music business. I'm in the business of music.
Yeah. You know, and that's one of the advantages nowadays of things being going back to the independent route. You got more freedom to do what you want to do, you know? So that's another plus. That's one of the pluses. I mean, you know, the machine, the big machine and all that, you know, that's still necessary, you know? Once you get out there and you make your mixtapes and you get on, it's still great to have that huge machine behind you. But nowadays, man, there's so many different outlets and so many ways to get your music heard and your videos seen and everything like that. You don't really... You know, you can make money, man. I got, you know, my little homies running around making, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 a show and one record on the radio.
Wow.
No real record out. I mean, Nipsey hasn't put out a record company record yet. And he's touring the country. I mean, touring the world. And he's going through a song list of about 19 different songs, man. And he's only had one song on the radio.
Wow.
So that's what this new thing is doing. There's definitely plus to what's going on with the internet.
But doesn't that? But I mean, the internet too. But also, I mean, there's a certain type of substance that Nipsey has that they don't play on the radio anymore. I mean, the radio plays all of like maybe 9 songs all 24 hours a day now.
Across the country.
Yeah, for real. Like so. You know, when I listen to radio, obviously K-Day and 92.3 The Beat and, you know, all this, it's like, you know, you heard some East Coast, you heard some West Coast, you heard some Underground. I mean, they really, you know, did it. I was a huge fan of the Wake Up Show, but there was, you know, the DJs played a variety of music back then.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They've taken that over, man. That's a wrap. You probably still got a little leeway, but look at you like your show. See, now we still got internet radio and stuff like that, the independence to be able to play and whatever you like and do whatever you want to do. I mean, it's just back to that, man. So, you know, it's to me, it's a plus. Like I say, it's a plus. I understand, like, you know, the way things were, it seems like it was really, really organized until the internet came through and smashed up everybody's program, you know, and took them through the labels for a loop for a while, which I think they recovered sooner than they said they did. You know, I think we got a handle on all this internet stuff and piracy and all that, man, but just let us believe that. So if you're an artist selling millions of records and they tell you sold 500,000, I guess you got to believe it nowadays. But, you know, I don't know. There's pluses and negatives, man, but I love what's going on now. I love what's going on now. We can talk to each other better. I can talk to my fans. I mean, I like it. I just think now is a little bit better. It's a bit more opportunity. You don't have to sit around and wait for labels. Because, you know, that could be a terrible thing, too, sitting around waiting for a label to put you out, sitting around waiting on, like you said, the A&R, sitting around waiting on him to do his job. You know, no. So now it's just more independence. It's the day of the independent again.
You know, the ironic thing about what you said, too, digitally, about, like, people downloading music for free and stuff like that, because technology – I actually read an article on this. It was really interesting. And because technology has got so easy, especially with, like, cell phones and tablets, the people downloading music illegally has actually declined by like almost 40%. Because now people are too lazy to even try to go find it to download illegally. They rather just pay the 99 cents on iTunes and download it straight to their phone.
You're
it's
right.
One button.
Yeah, I can see that. You're right. And everybody's walking around with the record store in their pocket now. They don't even have to drive to the record store anymore. It's in their pocket. Boop. There it is. That's my song. There it is. So it's crazy, man. You just have to be, like I said earlier, you got to be on the new thing. Whatever's happening, you got to be right there with it. You got to be cutting edge. You got to know what's going on, or it's over. Bottom line, or it's over.
Absolutely, absolutely. Josh, you got any last questions for CJ Mack?
Oh, man, I was just wanted to just say one more thing about what he was saying about the internet. I agree, because my little movement I'm pushing, man, you know, it's the same thing as kind of what you're doing, just a little bit. Trying to bring a little hip-hop back, and I really appreciate, you know, being able to talk to CJ Mack and another people I've talked to as well, like Mike D from, you know, down south and all that, and also being able to talk to Todd and stuff, man. It's a beautiful thing, and I agree, man. The internet is making it a little bit better. I mean, of course, it has its negatives, but I agree on what he's saying there, man.
Thank you.
That's what's up. So obviously we speaking with legends in the house. Man, we've really, appreciated your time and your dialogue. I mean, I already knew having you on the airways, you know, your opinion is valued still in these parts, no matter, you know, what year it is or what it is. So, I mean, I just really salute you for taking the time with us. You got any last words or anything I forgot to mention? I know we brought up the book and, you know, a soundtrack to that, obviously. But, you know, any last words of followers, listeners? I know we covered a lot in the little bit we had.
Well, aside from the book, one very important project that I'm working on is I'm partnering and managing an artist right now that I want everybody to look out for, man. She is the real deal, man. Her name is Toni Monroe. She's out of Los Angeles, man, and she is absolutely amazing. She is for real hip hop, man. I'm talking about, I mean, she goes. I mean, you're going to see, I don't even want to let too much out of the bag right now, but she came to me. We were introduced by one of my associates at one point, and it didn't work out about a year and a half ago, and she ran into me in Las Vegas and said, hey, man, let's go. Let's do this. Like, you know what? Let's put this thing down. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. And she has a lot of amazing things. You're going to hear about her. She has some huge things in the works. And just remember that name, Toni Monroe. She is going to amaze you.
And by the way, I know exactly who she is.
She's going to amaze. And if you've seen her perform, you know what I'm talking about, right?
No, I know exactly who you're talking about. Big shout out to big shout out to my man Todd Davis for putting me on to her, actually.
Okay.
But no, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, well, she and I partnered up, man. I'm imagining her situation now, and man, it's going to be huge, man. She is ridiculous, and it's going to be huge what we're doing.
Well,
and aside from that, man, I just want to thank you for having me, man. This has been great. I always appreciate. Being given the opportunity to speak and to, you know, share my thoughts. And it's also always nice to be appreciated and for someone to let you know that your music and what you did counted. So
did. And you know what? I brought it up earlier at the beginning, but, you know, obviously doing my professional thing, I really want to represent music in a good way. I feel I owe it to music. But, you know, the questions I ask and the conversations I have with people like yourself, I'm really interested in. And you do have people that, you know, just want to do interviews and have a set thing and this and that. You know, I do the research and I do the knowledge on everybody. You know, again, I've been a huge fan since I was a kid, so it didn't matter.
Thank you very much.
I knew, you know, going into exactly, you know, who you were and everything like that. But I'm genuinely interested in what you have to say and the answers to the question I ask. And I think there's a lot of media out there right now that doesn't do that because it is just like a link you'll share or, you know, this or that. And but I'm truly, you know, still intrigued by music and hip hop and the people that put it where it is today.
Well, it should be more people like you, man. I salute you, Dad. I salute you because of your love for hip hop, and you, people like you is the reason that it's still going strong. Without people like you and people have genuine interest and genuine concern, man, it will be over. So thank you very much, too, and I salute you, man. And like I said, once again, I appreciate you.
No problem, homie, no problem. And if I could get a favor from you real quick and, of course, get a Die For Radio OG CJ Mack drop, I would be privileged, homie.
Without a doubt. What's happening, y'all? It's OG CJ Mack, Los Angeles on. You're rocking with Dire Lansky on Die For Radio. Stay tuned.
That's what's up. So I'm gonna, man, just a classic right there. I'm gonna drop a classic right now, homie. You know what I'm saying? And we just salute you. And again, I hope to be talking to you soon. Let's definitely connect. Anything, you know, like I said earlier too, you have a home here on Die For Radio. So anything you got going, your artist, anything like that, keep us involved so we can definitely hold you guys down.
100. I appreciate it.
No problem. CJ Mack in the house. We about to drop a classic right here. Da.
Yo, what up? This your boy Squeak Roo, all from the eyes, officially in the building. You listen to Die For Radio with my main man, Dire Lansky.
Fine day, so I pulls out the tray. Needs my shit cut, so I calls Dante. Trims the goatee and gets the head clean. Hits the switch for a bitch, then I shoot. Scoops my nigga bad and my cousin OGD and hits the Papa LQ, cause that's a nigga's true. So we slide like we always do, breaking nose on the show like a hustler's supposed to. Seesawing, we ballin', four pages and a phone cause we got some fleas callin'. We're looking far from rich, so the low spittin' nothing but game. Come up on a bitch. Now I remember when these hoes used to look at G's funny. Now they all up on the low, trying to be a G's honey. Now ain't this a bitch? We steady fucking with hoes and steady dipping the street.
Come and take a ride with the MAC, bumping Mr. G,
Mr. MAD,
sliding down the street
with the down floor, so next to tip. You fuck around and try to climb, you get your Lexus pill. Mads Beats is the fattest. Goatees on the tightest. Hitting so many niggas up and catching off riding. Bag full of dank and a strap. Tucked in the stash just in case I got a snap. But it's kinda unlikely I trip. I'm under less pressure since we come up on the grip. I'm hitting switches in the black toes. Four gates in the truck and a bag full of solenoids. I'm trying to make the trim flip. We steady fucking with hoes, and like I said, we different strips. I'm gonna take a ride.
You can see how a G-shaped piece and a 63.
Back down the show.
Now I think he's so down the shop, trying to ditch the law.
On the reminisce the way back when, before 11-year-olds got a hold of Mac 10s. I'm talking about the days we used to blaze and bunk the Frankie Beverly Maze and Marvin Gaye.
Damn,
the streets ain't what it used to be. We used to squabble for our rights, but now they shoot your G.
Come and take a ride.
As we let the booty drag in the classic rag while the hundreds
Jaffo Radio in the house. What a beautiful show we had tonight. You already know, man, I'm just sitting back here hanging out, Jaffo Studios. Big shout out to all the callers. Big shout out to YF Kennedy, definitely rocking out with us. His fan support was amazing. Definitely blew up the switchboards. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Grimm. It was a pleasure hearing him in person and, you know, talk about everything that he had, you know, talked about. Big shout out to DJ Mac. Come on now. You know what I mean? Big shout out to my partner in crime, Damaged Goods himself, Music Scribe, my man Todd Davis. You already know. Big shout out to my Die 4 team, Mad 4. You know, he tries to make the shows, y'all. He's rehabbing, doing his thing. You know, sometimes he just can't make it, but, you know, we're always looking forward to having him on the show and having his opinion. Big shout-out to my dude, Josh. You know what I mean? Definitely always does his research and always, you know, a true supporter and connoisseur of this real music. You know what I mean? And just big shout-out to everybody that just supports this. You feel me? We got a beautiful show for you on Thursday. We're going to open up the show with E3. He just dropped the new single, Resurrection of Eazy-E. You guys can get it on iTunes. Also, we got the video out. It's featuring Cocaine. So, actually, Cocaine going to be in the house as well. You know what I mean? And then for the second part of the hour, we got QB's Finest, Cormega. You feel me? Just dropped his new album. I mean, man, all this new music, Die For Radio, it goes down like that. We had a beautiful show right now. I'm going to go into a little bit of music, you know. Fuck it. I'll see y'all on Thursday. www.dieforproductions.com, www.thehypemagazine.com, H-Y-P-E, you know what I'm saying, magazine.com. Y'all are on your computers anyways. That's around the .com, so you can get the spell correct. Die For, this is the way we do it. Do the knowledge, y'all. Come on.
Everybody get up, wave your hands from side to side. Put some rhythm in your stride, from slide to glide. Rap wherever you from and get numb. Drink whatever you drink and get numb. Yeah, my mic sound nice, check one. Sucker MCs better respect, son. I get your face to C-section. So every day you see me in your reflection. Rusty jokes in my stage show lava. Float on the crowd like a stage show diver. Rule the world with a pen and a mic. Gangsta on the street, put it in the heights. I got 7 Mac 11s, 28K, 16, them 16s, and 40 SK. Now when I say Rusty, you scream Jux, Rusty, Jux. Vic bringing the hook.
When I'm on stage spitting that fire,
get up,
burn it down, taking you high,
get up.
I wanna see you wild out, everybody get up.
Everybody get up. Wave your hands from left to right. Till the cartel monster rep for life. Vic so nice, flow extra ill. More cool, more clicks, more sets to kill. See, I let you chill, but you don't rep the real. Now we ratchet, hammers, and sketch the pill. You don't wanna take it further than hip-hop. You don't wanna be within range of my clip-hop. You don't wanna come out my shit drop. Putting up nothing but a brick and a flip-flop. Nigga, boot camp clicked up down. Nigga, USA Bucktown. Stomp motherfuckers into a coma. You must've had too many of them coronas. He ain't know about that BK book. Rusty Jux, bitch, bringin' that hook.
When I'm on stage spittin' that fire,
get up,
burn it down, taking you high,
get up.
I wanna see you wild out, everybody get up. Get up, everybody get up. When I'm on stage spitting that fire,
get up,
burn it down, taking you high,
get up.
I wanna see you wild out, everybody get up. Get up, everybody get up.
Throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Let you ready to rock when my boy Vic Flair. Somebody say oh yeah.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah.
And you don't stop.
Rockin' to that bang bang boogie. I pom pom a rookie. Niggas see me on the street, G status like Tookie. Smoking that sticky, that gooey, that cookie. Headbanger boogie, that scammer, that pussy. I'm on the stage with my fo-fo blazing. Luther Vandross, I'm so-so amazing. Dip-dip diving, so-socializing. Spitting them birds, I'm vocalizing. You ain't know about that BK Crook. Rusty Jux, Vic, bringing that hook.
When I'm on stage spitting that fire,
get up,
burn it down, taking you high,
get up.
I wanna see you wild out, everybody get up. Get up, everybody get up. When I'm on stage spitting that fire,
get up,
burn it down, taking you high,
get up.
I wanna see you wild out, everybody
or death. I never got lost or took cowardly steps. I moved honorably, gained a lot of respect. Saw poverty but wouldn't trade golf success. In fact, maybe I'm too advanced for crack babies. My impact is similar to Basquiat paintings. Visually fascinating, reality rap, not the fabricated. We'll have you anxious to sell weight, but fed the patient like architects building cases. The foundation is information. I give it, my lyrics ain't easily assimilated. My pen is crazy. I went from living on the edge to the realm of greatness. Was willed into existence. This is continuation of skill revealed in music. We originated in places full of nap-tier, melanated descendants of slaves who found ways to elevate it.
Grey's anatomy, amazed with duality. I inhale, dip, propel through polarities. Rap reality, trapper, actor, athlete. Choose carefully, use vernacular accurately. None after me, number four is factually. I'm the core, conquistador, the faculty. Bastard seed, black fatigue. Prestigious, since elites from the Masters League. Massive weed, placed on a mantle with the Jack Daniels. Ruger strapped with the wooden shellac handle. Tap the sample, approved, cop and bounce. Never announced financial loser, stop the count. Lost but found, was both in the same breath. The souls remained fresh, every dose came correct. The game was spec, hoodie on for the gone. So fuck the fake cop that shot little Trayvon.
I rap my city hard, I live for it. I'm like a shotgun blast when I'm recording. I bring down the house like Steve Martin. You can smell weed when your boy pre-boarding. Call me Delta, you can earn air miles. Tracks like dirty laundry, I air it out. Red man like a movie, I'm paramount. That's why they imitating me, like Red Al. Boy, in the club I get butted. Yellow House General, nigga don't butt in. Circle around the block, tell them I'm coming. It's no VIP, I'm in life drumming. But I kick back and roll perp up. And write an ill flow when the surf's up. I stay grinding when the surf's up. Hip hop my bitch, watch how I work up.
Short nights make the days longer. Problems start to weigh on you. Gotta pray when they pray on you. Feel kinda funny when the 4 pound stays on you. You think it's much better to hustle for European luxury, American muscle. It's bricks or bread and a duffel or two long guns. Beware the letter to touch you. Thinking is it better to crush you or just walk away? Looking at your neck, put the hawk away. The pain to remain, the rain to wash the chalk away. My problems way well walk away. Swimming in the waters with the great white. On the highway, but you don't see my brake lights. 7 days in a week, I'm on the eighth night. On the dark side, but I ain't bring a safe light.
Yo, check it out, yo. This is Glock Cocker, the block locker. Smoother, hustler, Brooklyn, Brownsville, sex, money, and guns. Nigga, you heard him. And I'm rocking with my dog, Dial Lance. Dig, Dial 4 Radio. You know what time it is, man. Turn this up, man. Y'all know what it is.
Yo, this is Mr. Long of Black Sheep of the White Crows. For all y'all cats that die for hip-hop, turn on Dial 4 Radio. Get into the real hip-hop, all right? Peace.
Hey, what's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you are listening to Die 4 Radio.
Hey, yo, this is Rusty Jux. You already know what crime it is. Die 4 Radio. Tune in or get tuned out.
1212, you already know what it is. This your man, S-K-Y-Z-O-O, Sky Zoo, live on the borough. You're now tuned in, logged on, listening to the one and only Die 4 Radio. Let's get to it, baby.
You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, DeFarrod, West Coast Kings, Liquid Aficionado. You know what I mean? West up always. West really, West good. Yes, sir.
What's up with it, man? It's the MAC, y'all. Mr. MAC Mall. Mac Mall on Die 4 Radio. This is what it is.
Sending it in. Sending it in. Hit squad.
1, 2, 3 to the hip hop. Huh? Fill your whole face up with raindrops. Turn your whole block into Bangkok. Your girl's a female whore, Hashi Bangkok. Stop your whole team like gridlock. Transforming these niggas dinosaur, I'm Grimlock. I'm rising to the top, you niggas just a pit stop. Run up in the grid with the hammer and get your pit pop. You can catch me on the stage with the boom bap. hit you with the gat, little nigga. How you love that? Fucking with Hit Squad. I doubt that. Navigate your system, motherfucker.
Yo, I'm the baddest motherfucker in existence. I'ma fuck a lot of people up for putting me in this position. Hands all on my dizzy, your bitches chilling right with it. Knowing it's on my level, let's tower over you midgets. Now I don't bust taps or traps, but I bust raps. That should be enough, so if it ain't, then fuck rap. How you gon' teach me something you suck at? You fucks getting cut like the guts of a Dutch rap. I reign supreme, that's why I know that I'ma make the team. Hey, I'ma bring it to your plate like I'm catering. So step up and get punched and pissed on. That's the shit that happens when you fuck with the Hit Squad.
My brain's in it for the riches, it moves for the money. My time's fatty, you ready? Listen to skills, dummy. I'm from the streets where beef is getting real bloody. Talk slick, you can catch a bullet in your fresh gully. It's funny how the industry raps now. You fucking whack clowns need to listen, cause we bringing it back now. Call me McFly, back to the future in my DeLorean. My team is more than them, spitting venom and street torching them. The beats calling them. Now my mind's in the booth, I produce fire like a beast, blind with the truth. Professor District. I'm a misfit for this shit, spitting so instant that my flow travels distant.
Fame and force that I aim and scorch a nigga. Get rid of your homie like I was aborting niggas. I'm fresh off the block, bitch, I handle the rocks like Jigga. A real crook, yeah, I got more prize than Richard. It's not a game, nigga, slinging wherever you live. The cops in Suffolk County,
I'm known as a fugitive.
Wanted dead or alive, look me in my eyes to see a G. This is a lie, picture my ride, yeah, that's all I see. Tunnel vision, my mission to be the best. Got me clipping the competition, leaving the bloody mess. I'm the best, if you feel different then get it off your chest. Can't do that, no battle rap, back the way you rest, motherfucker.
I'm Chinese, non-Siamese, live wire with the fire speech. Mine out of reach, slide of trees like a bonfire. Grind, I increase network when I stretch work. Don, I am he, got the squeeze on you liars. Try and breathe, nigga, please. I can breeze on you writers, dying peace. A high unleash with they need and desire. I'm a beast for the streets, this is free. I recite it and I feast.
Slick cracks,
this matchbox, been rapping like a Sasquatch. Burning your tracks, watch you acting like your ass. I laugh, stop, sleep not last night. I speak, they gas shot, keep the gas pot.
Don't force me to harm your fam and all that stuff got so. Get your ass buried under the sand. Come on. Understand, I ain't one of them birds. See, I speak my mind, you never catch me mumbling words. Faggot niggas get their mark to the curb. Fuck stomping you out, I put your navigator chuck in reverse. How your mom's gon' feel when you stuck in a hearse? Closed casket, only thing they need is bones and dirt. It's NY, Mr. Brown's village back. The truth is I own this hood from front to back. I'm on my grind, like skateboards and rollerblades. I can show you how to spit out razors and hold a blade. Put a hole in the back of your Benz. Put a hole in the front of the speaker in the back of your Benz. Put a hole in the back seat. That'll put a hole in the back of the man in the back seat. That'll exit out the front of the man in the back seat. Put a hole in the back of the man in the front seat. That'll exit out the front of the man in the front seat. Put a hole in the steering wheel to the home beat. If drama stuck, consider yourself a dead man. Cause the 38 turned you rags to headbands. Listen, I can show you how to bang. Toss your dirt off the building like that bitch had wings. Never.
Yo, this is Redman in the building, of course. Geller House, of course. Jersey in the building, of course. When I'm riding around in the hood, smoking on that dower, of course. I'm turning it real loud. My bud and my marijuana is real loud. But you know what else is real loud? Is that Die For Radio. You motherfuckers is loud. So if you got one rolled up, you got your seatbelt on, of course, and you're lighting a fatty, tune in to Die For Radio, Redman in the building, y'all smoke one, and may Bud be with you. Let's get it, Die For Radio!
Yo, Mr. Funky, what's good? Do it all, what's good, my nigga?
Hello!
I like this man.
Man, me too.
Red man in the building. Let's get this shit jumping off.
I'ma hit you like a drum.
But I can speak Spanish, me and my dragon, damn it. I'm on my own planet when it comes.
Yeah, I'm the man on it. Rock like Duran Duran, boy, I plan on it. Got fans acting crazier to stand on it. Send that bitch to the moon, I rock a gram on her. So aim the cam on them, yeah.
I've been a boss since Slick had the suede valley. I take your belt like Brona did Malinaji. I throw on the same mask that Jim Carrey and rob everybody. I need money in the bank, premium in the tank. It get ugly, nigga, I think like Shabba Ray. Red man crazy, I think big like Notorious, so it's all gravy. It's Brick City, motherfucker.
I gotta get it hood up Bahamas. Long tools keep my daughter up in fur pajamas. You know the other day she asked me for a baby llama. What 7-year-old ask you for a baby?
I want y'all to meet my buddy.
In your mirror, can't do nothing for you.
in the motherfucking house, putting dick in your bitch mouth, no doubt. Had to do a reroute, DTGC, what we bout, yeah. Hey, don't you hate when a nigga try to introduce you to a bitch that you already stuck dick to? Now you gotta play it off, cause this nigga in love in front of the club, scrub. Knick-knack, patty-whack, she belong to the gang, get that bitch back. Now if I won't, I can have that. I used to fuck with a auntie, that bitch is a pack rat, for real though. This game for like 20-something years, man, so I done seen a lot of hoes, man. And to see these niggas wife these bitches and life these bitches and like these bitches, it's crazy, man. Cause these hoes ain't loyal, man. That bitch would be with you in the club and she be texting me. Or the homeboy. Oh yeah, she suck a good dick. And let me tell you about it. I bet she got a tattoo right by her navel, right? And that motherfucker say, oh yeah, I know that much. For real, though. You know how I know? Cause that's my bitch, nigga. I taught the bitch everything she know. You know what I'm saying? She's nothing without me. I am everything to the thing. You hear me? That's what the bitch is trained to do. To break and make you pay her to pay me. She's unloyal to you, but she's very loyal to me. Yes, sir.
Big truck, big train.
About to blow this bitch down, word to build a seven. She say all my time go to rhyming money. I said, ain't you on that corner for that milk and honey?
That pussy pop,
that ass clap.
That thumb pop,
your ass flat. My chain gold, my feet read Barbados. And the Range Rover with a PYT fresh off the boat in Barbados. And she sings too, and her eyes light. Give her that BBC, turn them eyes white. Shot her with my Samsung, put her in that limelight. Oh, that's bad girl Riri, that ain't no lookalike. Bitch,
big truck, big train. Bad bitch, big bang. Stylin' on you niggas, make that shit yank. Big truck, big train.
Big truck, big train.
Versace, Versace, Roberto, Cavalli, Barbado, Barbado. My label is Fago, LA to Decatur, New York to Diego. Moscato for breakfast, my burnout in Texas, my bitches from Cali. Her and her mama be selling promethazine all in the valley. But only to homies, police be listening, haters be snitching. Catch them and leak them and choke them and light them on fire, and that is what we call a mission. I am from Altadena and that's in Los Angeles, niggas are scandalous. My Miami niggas are catch you slipping and do you like Aaron Hernandez. We in it, we in it, we in it, we in it, we in it for money and fame. You niggas are slipping, you bricking, you tricking off all your change. I'm playing around with this shit, man, these rappers are garbage now. Carter and Kendrick and Yeezy and Weezy and Drizzy and Cole, it's all in South.
Big truck, big train, bad bitch, big bang. Stylin' on you niggas, make that shit yank. Big truck, big train.
Big truck, big train. Big truck, big train. Stylin' on you niggas, make that shit yank. Big truck, big train. Big truck. Thank you.
dumb it down for the radio.
Trust, baby.
Come test this weed. Pineapple kush, I don't mess with seeds. 4,500 a P to get it from me. If I gotta get it to you, it's an extra fee. Bite getting ice in the ecstasy. Can I get the opium? Yes, indeed. My Afghan homie is popping with the poppy seed. Done deal, what else you need? Fans follow me with a G head home. Beat that case, cause they dead wrong. Beat my game on the keys, I play. You play in your beat, vibrate headphones. I'm crack, I'm smack, I'm dope, I'm everything. I'm promethazine, I'm LSD, I'm PCP, I'm morphine, I'm amphetamines, I'm Kalanapins, and I'm Oxycontin. I'm that pill that the block be popping. Y'all know for sure the raw blow flow. You dope fiend lean when your spot be rocking.
And now they need it, they fiendin'.
Ain't nothing in the eyes but a cold look.
And when they eat it, I feed them.
I'ma get the biggest order, time to go cook. Open up my notebook, it's a cookbook. 16 lines at a time in a dope book. Now your mind is mine because you're so hooked. Have you in the front row yelling, go cook. Go crook.
Go cook.
Now your mind is mine because you're so hooked. Have you in the front row yelling, go crook.
Big drug, big drink, bad bitch, big bang. Stalling on you niggas, make that shit yank. Big drug, big drink.
Big drugs, big drink. Big drugs, big drink. Stalling on you niggas, make that shit yank. Big drugs, big drink. Big drink.
We think you're crazy to make us write an essay telling you who we think we are. And you see us as you want to see us. In the simplest terms, with the most convenient definitions. But what we found out is that each one of us is a brain.
And an athlete.
And a basket case. A princess.
And a criminal.
Does that answer your question?
You say you on your grind like that's something special. That's what you're supposed to be doing, motherfucker. We rap. It's not like we build houses or do rocket science. Y'all need to get over yourselves, for real. I'm body bagging everything in sight. The sight of a mass murder. A white dude ripping mics wearing the black surfer. Abserve, you do a surgical procedure on speakers. Till the EMCs are pulling off these MC sneakers. I ain't grow up like Leave It to Beaver or Mike Seaver. I'm from where the white trash invented the white beater. Hallelujah. Born in the sewer like Michelangelo. Donatello and splintered and sent to earth with the antidote. To wipe out whack, they strike out fast. It's Cobra Fangs, blow your brains. No remains, just ashes. These days people get amazed by the mental. Cause I'm secretive as rituals of Masonic temples. I don't care if they from suburbs or raised in the ghetto. They grab their pad and their pencil and start tracing my stencil. Why you praying to God to get a taste of the devil? How you trying to be real when you made by Geppetto? You little marionette, where you're carrying sex. I'll incinerate your flesh and bury the rest. I'm East Coast to get any stage they put me on. Came out the womb with Tim's and a hoodie on. East Coast rapist. Make you curse the day you were born, the way you was formed. Make you wish you were sustained on the page of a pawn. I don't take the bull by the horns, I rip the horns from his cranium. I'm nuclear, urine chest full of uranium. Radioactive, my radio's massive. Like I'm radio, I hear and keep the police passive. Cause nobody wanted, I'm hotter than Firefield. Karate chop cop cars and punch through riot shields. I'm the bionic man, I'm Lee Majors. Selling crack in the 80s with three pages. I'm the East Coast beat killer and rapist. Police catches identify our faces. I murdered the mic in about 48 states. What I do to mixtapes will catch me a rape case. Too many faggots getting money, get your paper straight. Y'all are gay as a dude using a shake weight. Y'all are snake bait, rats in the boa's paint. Saying you killing shit, motherfucker, you know you ain't. I go in the paint, the defense scatters, the backboard shatters. The same exact shit I do to rappers, East Coast rapist. It ain't hard to tell, I'm an East Coast overdoser.
Yo, this is the Mecha Don CEO Smooth and you on Die For Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the RAS KASS, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soulja Mischief crew. From now till infinity, we on Die 4 Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die 4 Radio. Much love.
This is your boy, Hillside, MJ, MJG, you hear me? Die 4 Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy, Payne, putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P. One time.
Mic check, one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice. This is them boys. They can still Smith and Wesson. You're listening to the number one station, Die 4 Radio.
Check it. This is your man, the original Dirty Rhymes Scoundrel, J with the Damager. And you rocking right now, Die 4 Radio. You know what it is.